Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome on this gorgeous Friday evening high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 4 of this 6-game set between the Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us on your Friday evening, wherever you may be tuning in. And Gio, what a fun one last night. First home victory for the Salem Red Sox in 2024.
Yeah, it felt a little bit overdue, but the Red Sox able to pull it off last night. And, you know, you take it back to a big third inning for Salem. Ended up scoring 4 runs, and you kind of thought throughout, is that going to be enough to get it done? Scored 1 more as the game went along, and it was enough to get it done. 5-4 the final score, much in part to the pitching performance by Isaac Stebbins. He comes in, he picks up the save. Red Sox with their first decision of the year, and he goes out there and throws 2 innings, has 3 strikeouts, and really closed the door for the Red Sox and was able to seal up a big-time win. First one at home in 2024, and put the Red Sox back on the right track, right? Because after dropping the first 2 of this series in their last 3 games consecutively, when you go back to last week against Delmarva, I mean, this team was hot. They had won 5 of 6 on the road against the Shorebirds, so to get back to their winning ways was certainly strong last night.
No doubt about it. It was a 5-4 victory over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Salem, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, now at 6-6 in the 2024 season. The Lynchburg Hillcats are now 5-7, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. And again, it is game 4 of this 6-game set. Focusing once more on yesterday, you look at that 4-run third for Salem. They had struck first in 2 of the first 3 games, but it felt like the big blow was once again produced by the middle of the Salem order, and Nathaniel Uden really came through last night.
Yeah, no doubt. Rips this 3-RBI triple, cleared the bases for the Red Sox, and that came after everybody kind of got into a little bit of a groove before that. You had a walk by Antonio Anderson to get aboard. Melvin Alcantara ended up having a base hit, and then Justinson Garcia walked as well, and Garcia really set the table, Carter. If you remember, he was in a situation where he had the bases loaded, 3-2 count with 2 gone. He walks. It brings in a run, so he picks up a RBI, and that just set things up for Nathaniel Uden to end up cranking that double to score 3 more for the Red Sox, part of a 4-run inning. But that never happens if Garcia doesn't continue to elongate that at-bat, fight some pitches off, and then able to work that full count walk to score.
Well, Uden now at 308 on the 2024 season. He is 4 of 8 so far this series, and he's 11 for his last 26. So he has been red hot for the Salem Red Sox as of late. On the bump yesterday for Salem, Matt Duffy was fairly sharp as well. Was just an out away from picking up his first decision of the 2024 season. But still, 4 2/3, 7 hits, 3 runs, they were earned. A walk and 4 strikeouts. So a solid start for Matt Duffy, the right-hander out of Canisius. Now, on the flip side of things for Lynchburg, yes, they fell yesterday, but we didn't see 2 of their heavy hitters, and we talked about it. This Lynchburg team is littered with the future of the Cleveland Guardians, and it starts with Rafi Velasquez and Jason Chirillo, and those 2 guys are back in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, absent last night, and we just kept saying going into last night's ball game, we think the Sox got a pretty good chance, right, without 2 of the hottest bats, really, in the Guardians organization as a whole. And Velasquez and Chirillo out of the mix. Not to mention they're both elite defenders,
yeah,
as well. Chirillo out in the outfield, typically playing center field. You see him featured in center field tonight. And then Ralphie Velasquez, one of the better defensive first basemen that we've seen, especially when you contrast it to the Red Sox, who are really without a true defensive first baseman and kind of are piecing things together over there down the right field line. So to see those two back in the lineup, you just got to find ways to pitch to them. It hasn't necessarily been the fact that they've popped out of the box score, Carter. It's the fact that they're passing the eye test. Because if you ask me, I'd say that Ralphie Velasquez is one of the more impressive prospects that I've seen in 2 years here. I put him up there with the performances that we've seen out of Jackson Holliday, who was in a league of his own at the beginning of last season for the Delmarva Shorebirds, and probably up there with what Andrew Pinckney was able to do in Fredericksburg the couple of weeks that he was there and faced off against the Red Sox a season ago up the road towards our nation's capital. Again, Pinckney was a third-round pick, I believe, out of the University of Alabama in the Washington Nationals organization. And Velasquez has that kind of star power to him. He's homered twice in this series. Granted, both times it's been the lone hit of the game for Velasquez. Only has two knocks, but when you drill two of them, no doubt, over the right field fence out of the yard, you know he's a threat in the lineup.
Velasquez is the fourth best prospect according to MLB Pipeline in the Cleveland Guardians system. Jason Chirillo is the fifth best prospect in the Guardians organization. Again, that is according to MLB Pipeline. So the Sox look to win their second consecutive contest, back-to-back wins at home, and we're going to touch on this a little bit more later, but Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, he gets the start, his second start of the season at home and third overall.
Yeah, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, he was kind of young for his class, right? Drafted as a 17-year-old, committed to the University of Oregon prior to signing with the Red Sox. And this is just a guy that Red Sox can really look to try and lean on tonight, because when he's dialed in, he really is dialed in. A sub-3 ERA in his career in the minor leagues up to this point. Came into this season at the single-A level with a sub-3 earned run average. So you really like when he's locked in, what he's been able to do. Has had, you don't want to call it rocky, maybe not the greatest start that he was looking for to the 2024 campaign, but again, the season is young, and he's so young at just 20 years old. He's got that tall stature, 6'3", 160, can really rifle the baseball at you, topping out around 94, 95. A Trujillo Alto, Puerto Rico native, and a fourth-round pick for the Red Sox. Hopefully they can look to lean on him a little bit. Taking you to his two performances so far. Versus Carolina, that was one of the first ball games of the season here opening weekend. Had a 9 earned run average, was a little bit inflated. Went 0-1 in the appearance. Pitched 3 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. Did not give up a home run. Did walk 3 batters. Did have 4 strikeouts. 7 hits, you'd like to take that down a little bit. He did that on the road against Delmarva. Gave up just 2 hits in 4 innings. Did walk 1 batter. And really dialed in with 7 strikeouts. So you saw a much improved outing his second time around. That being said, Delmarva sits at 1-11 on the season.
Yes, they do. Sox and Hillcats coming up in just over 10 minutes. A 7:05 first pitch here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Myself and Giovanni Heater will have the call. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back for our first break of the evening. When we return, starting lineups and much more as we get you set for first pitch between the Sox and the Hillcats. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Welcome back to Salem as we get you all set and ready to go for first pitch between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats in game four of this six-game set. Carter Hill, Giovanni Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. And luckily, nothing to report injury-wise today, but we will take you through the starting lineups. And Mr. Giovanni here, we will get you set and ready to go with the Lynchburg Hillcats, starting nine, who are hitting .321 so far this series.
Yeah, they're hitting pretty good against the Salem Sox. They've won two out of three. Let's get things going at the top of the order. Christian Knapcheck, the former Louisville Cardinal, he will play second base. You see him featured in the top two, Carter, for the third time this series. He is batting first and leading things off for the second time this series. Last time was in the opener on Tuesday night. Ralphie Velasquez back in the lineup today for the Hillcats, like we had previously alluded to. He plays first base and bats second. Jason Chirillo also returning to the lineup for Lynchburg. He will play in center field and bats third. So the top three for the Hillcats, Knapcheck, Velasquez, and Chirillo. Batting cleanup, Manuel Mejias, he's behind the dish catching tonight, followed up by the designated hitter, Robert Lopez, batting fifth, and Rafael Ramirez Jr., he plays shortstop and bats sixth. Middle of the order for the Hillcats, Mejias, Lopez, and Ramirez Jr., and 7-8-9 rounding things out for Lynchburg. Tommy Hawk, the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, is in right field. Jose Pastrano will play at third, and Luis Durango, the left fielder, bats ninth to round out the Hillcats batting order. On the bump today for Lynchburg, Matt Wilkinson gets the start in the road grays and navy blue.
Matt Wilkinson, a 10th round pick by the Cleveland Guardians a season ago, and here is who he will face. The starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. Antonio Anderson is the third baseman. He will lead things off tonight for the Salem Sox. Miguel Blaise, the fifth-best prospect in the Red Sox organization, does get the night off, so Anderson will lead off for just the second time this season, which means it slides up Johanfran Garcia, the designated hitter, a half day off. For typically the Sox starting catcher, he is in the two hole. Marvin Alcantara is the shortstop. He bats third. Johanfran's brother, Justinson Garcia, is in the cleanup spot. He starts in center field. How about Nelly Taylor Jr. in the five hole? He plays left. Nathaniel Uden, the right fielder, is in the six hole for the Salem Red Sox. We touched on him. He has been blistering hot over the past week and a half. Albert Feliz, Big Al, back in the starting lineup for Salem. He is in the seven-hole playing first base for the Salem Red Sox. Juan Montero is back behind the plate for Salem tonight. He is in the eight-hole for the Salem Red Sox. And Andy Lugo, the second baseman, will bat ninth. On the bump, the right-hander, Elmer Rodriguez Cruiser, ERC, as they like to call him in the Red Sox organization. So Anderson, Garcia, Alcantara, that's your 1-2-3. Garcia, Taylor, and Uden, 4-5-6, and Feliz, Montero, and Andy Lugo in the 7-8-9 holes. Well, let's take a look at the standings in the Carolina League North in the first half race. Man, the Carolina Mudcats continue to turn things up in the Carolina League North. They are 10-2 to start the season. And then kind of a jumble in the middle. You got Down East at 7-5, the Fred Nets at 7-5. And then just a tick below, the Salem Red Sox are four games back at first. Of first, I should say, at 6-6. The Lynchburg Hillcats, a game back of them at 5-7, five games back of first, and the Mudcats. And then you alluded to this, Mr. Heater, the DeMarva Shorebirds, unfortunately, are 1-11 to start the 2024 season. They are nine back of first place. The South on the flip side, we have not seen here in Salem this year an opponent yet in the Carolina League South Division. But hey, there's quite a race there. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers, single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, they are up top that division at 8-4. The Columbia Fireflies are 7-5, a game back of first. The Augusta Green Jackets back at home this week after a little bit of a bigger sporting event, kind of took over that town a week ago. They are currently 6-6. The Charleston River Dogs and the Kannapolis Cannonballers are also tied at 6-6, two back of first with Augusta, Charleston, and Kannapolis. And five back of first, and at 3-9 is the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs, who come to town here in Salem in just about 2 weeks. Again, game four of six in this six-game set this week. The Lynchburg Hillcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, and the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, prepare to do battle. The Hillcats at 5-7, the Red Sox at 6-6, and Mr. Heater, this should be a pretty good one this evening.
I think so, too. I think that things really helped for the Red Sox when they played that 11 a.m. game, despite losing it. That was on Wednesday, because it kind of allowed almost a day and a half to regroup, and it felt like a reset. We talked about how Tuesday and Wednesday, when you play at 6 o'clock and then at 11 o'clock the next day, almost how those two just felt like they ran into each other, unlike anything else, kind of like a doubleheader in a way. And Lynchburg took the momentum in that one, and then it just kind of felt like you had a day and a half away from the ballpark. The guys were able to reset, regroup, and then they showed that coming out last night, picking up their first home win of 2024. Got the offense going, especially in that third inning. Still were out-hit by the Hillcats, which is something that you'd like to see the Red Sox improve. Last night, the final hit totals, 10 for the Hillcats, just 6 for the Red Sox, but they made the most of them. 6 hits, 5 runs. When you give up 10 hits and you only allow 4 runs on the other side, you can kind of nod your hat at that and appreciate that if you're the Red Sox. I just feel good about coming into tonight the way some of these bats have been performing, especially with ERC on the bump.
Again, just to catch you up on the week, back on Tuesday, the Sox fell 11-4 to the Lynchburg Hillcats. And then on Wednesday, you mentioned the 11 a.m. contest. That was a 7-2 loss for Salem against the Hillcats. And then yesterday, again, first home victory of the 2024 season for Salem. It was a narrow 5-4 win over Lynchburg. And again, it was the likes of Nathaniel Den, but then you look at somebody like Isaac Stebbins with the 6-out save to close the door as well. So game 4 of 6 coming up here in just under 4 minutes. Hillcats and the Red Sox square off as Salem, and we'll mention this, tries to once again tie up the all-time series at 6:07 to 6:07. We'll step aside and come right back for one final time with the pregame. First pitch on the other side of this break on MILB.com and MILB. TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Well, as you hear the conclusion of the national anthem, we are all set and ready to go for first pitch of today's contest between the Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox, game four of this six-game set here high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And to start us off on the play-by-play duties, let's send it over to my left and to my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Welcome to Carilion Clinic Field here high above Salem Memorial Ballpark. Solid night for baseball here in the Roanoke Valley. You got about 72-degree temperatures. Just slight wind gust blowing out towards left center field. Decent crowd on hand, and we're ready to roll for some baseball. Game number four of a six-game set between the Lynchburg Hillcats on the road to take on your Salem Red Sox. And it brings us great honor to say the Red Sox are on the air. Winners last night, we got to hear Dirty Water here at Salem Memorial Ballpark for the first time in 2024. Salem was able to come away with a 5-4 victory after four runs scored in the third inning, one more in the fourth, and then a really good defensive showing, Carter, to slam the door shut the rest of the way.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it started in that third. You know, Nathaniel Yuten had that bases clear and double, made it 4-0. And then Lynchburg was able to piece together a little bit of a rally coming back in that ball game as they have throughout the series. Well, then you hit the eighth and the ninth, and it's crunch time, right, for Isaac Stebbins, the former 16th-round pick out of Oklahoma State. And he comes out of the bullpen, and quite frankly, Gio, he shoved, kind of coming from that three-quarters length. And two scoreless frames and a six-out save is nothing to sneeze at. And that was a big boost for the Salem Red Sox. You know, you get a performance like that, so big time at this point in the season. And, you know, we touched on it on the field pregame and then just now. But now that you, and Isaac Stebbins said it to you in the postgame, now that you finally got one, it just kind of feels like the Sox are ready to get things rolling and ready to go on a little bit of a run here in 2024.
It felt almost like a monkey lifted off the bat, so to speak, to pick up that win last night. Kind of the vibe that we got talking with Isaac Stebbins, who was our player of the game, interviewed him after the ball game, and he said, you know, well, it was a matter of time. And now that we got one, we're ready to keep this momentum moving in a positive direction. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, your starting pitcher on the hill today for the Red Sox. He pitches for the first time here, or second time, I should say, here in Salem this season. Had a start in the first weekend against the Carolina Mudcats. Didn't go his way. Gave up 7 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, 3 walks, and did deal 4 strikeouts through 3 innings. That was back on April 6th. Then he really bounced back on April 13th on the road at Delmarva. Ended up giving up just 2 hits in 4 innings of work, 1 walk, and struck out 7 batters. Christian Knapcheck stands in, the Louisville Cardinal. Batting lefty, first pitch from the righty on the way. It's waved on and missed, fastball high in the zone. And just like that, the count nothing and 1. 2 minutes late tonight, 7:07. First pitch, if you're scoring it at home. ERC deals, the 0-1. Fastball sizzled in there. On the inside corner, nothing and 2. Quickly, Carl.
I know, absolutely. ERC just pounding the zone on the first and second pitch fastballs and going to go right back to work.
With 8 seconds left to go on the timer, the 0-2, and it misses downstairs and away with a breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2 for Christian Knapcheck. Batting leadoff for the second time this series. In the top 2 for the third time this week here in Salem. 235 hitter. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball down and away. A great start for ERC. And there's one gone here in the top of the first inning in Salem.
Fantastic start. You know, you hit the nail on the head. You start with 3 straight fastballs, and then you go with the breaking ball. It's tough for any hitter to hit. For Christian Knapcheck, even, I mean, it felt like he had no shot on that breaking ball down and away. So nice start for ERC. And like you mentioned, too, this guy, we mentioned at the first series, likes to work quick with the pitch clock, too, involved.
Well, here's Ralphie Velasquez. First pitch is on the way. takes a fastball called to strike on the outside corner at 96. Nothing and one. Ralphie Velasquez, a .343 hitter. He's homered twice in this series, four times this year, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses below the knees. A ball at a strike now for Velasquez. Just took a little bit off that one, a changeup at 90.
Well, and Ralphie Velasquez, too, is one of the better power hitters in the Guardians organization right here.
Here's the 1-1. Fastball cranked up the middle. This is over the head of the shortstop at Alcantara and down in left field grass for a base hit. A one-out single off the barrel of Ralphie Velasquez, and after having a rest last night, just kind of picking up right where he left off 2 days ago in that 11 a.m. game on Education Day here at the ballpark. He homered a two-run blast in the sixth in a 7-2 Hillcats win, and for him to do that here is just a strong start for Lynchburg.
Yeah, punching it through the left side, Velasquez now back over 350 this season. Incredible.
First-round pick for the Guardians last year. Here's Jason Chirillo, fouls off the first fastball in the count, nothing in one. Jason Chirillo, younger brother of Jackson Chirillo, started this year on opening day with the Milwaukee Brewers, was the number two prospect in all of baseball heading into the 2024 campaign. Here's his younger brother, Jason, a .333 hitter this year, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses a hair high. Ball at a strike now for Chirillo. And much like Velasquez, did not play yesterday, got the rest for the Hillcats. Back out there today. Really can cause some damage. Has done it all week here in Salem thus far. The 1-1. Fastball check swing. It skips in the dirt. An appeal, and the field umpire Theo Arndt says that he didn't go. 2-1.
Nice pitch there on the 1-1, the breaking ball that check swung at. That's how you got to attack somebody like Jason Chirillo, Mr. Heater.
No doubt. Theo Arndt in the field today. And Leonel Ricks behind the dish for the Red Sox. Two balls and a strike for Jason Chirillo. Runner on first, one gone. Scoreless game in the top of the first if you're just joining us here on MILB TV and MILB.com. 2-1, and it's called a strike. 96-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees, and it's 2-2. Leonel Ricks, the first female umpire ever to officiate a game at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Behind the plate for the second time this week. 2-2 to Chirillo. He cranks this one on the ground, right side, gloved on a hop by Lugo. And on to second. They're able to cut down the leading runner. No throw to first, one gone with the strikeout, and now two gone as Velasquez is cut down. Chirillo is aboard at first with a fielder's choice.
You'll take that, though, if you're Salem. Retired the lead runner. And, you know, anytime you can induce weak contact for Jason Chirillo, you want to take advantage. And Andy Lugo, a nice play. Just not really a shot to turn two in that situation.
Here's Manuel Mejias, the catcher behind the dish today for the Hillcats. 300 hitter. First pitch on the way. He swings and drubs a fastball back. The count nothing and one. Jason Chirillo has some speed on the paths. He stands at first. Two gone, scoreless ball game, top of one here in Salem. One hit so far today for the Hillcats. Pick off to first, and a head first slide sees Chirillo in there safely.
And we saw back on Tuesday the Hillcats do enjoy to run a little bit in the right situation. This could be one of those there with two gone and some speed on the base pass.
ERC on the hill, the 0-1. Runner goes from first, pitch called a strike, throw down to second, not in time. Foot first slide, saw Chirillo in there with a stolen bag. There's a runner in scoring position for the Hillcats with two outs here in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, right on cue, right? And we took off on the fastball. And like you said, it was a strike, so not away from a scare, a strike away, I should say, from escaping the jam. But runner in scoring position now with two gone.
Rodriguez Cruz glances to second, and now time is called. Chirillo stands back on the second base bag, held on by Marvin Alcantara, the Red Sox shortstop. Sox in the home whites tonight. Rodriguez Cruz glances to second, kicks and deals, 0-2. Struck him out looking. 97-mile-an-hour fastball plucks the outside corner, his second strikeout in the frame. Well, they strand a runner at second base, and they're scoreless through the top of the first inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. Home half of the first after this. We're scoreless. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater back in a jiff. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Carilion Clinic Field. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you as the Red Sox ready to go 1-2-3. Antonio Anderson, the third baseman. Johanfran Garcia, tonight's designated hitter. And then Marvin Alcantara bats third. The shortstop in the lineup for Liam Carroll and the Red Sox tonight. Red Sox going with the home whites for the second time this week. On the other side, Lynchburg. They got the turquoise lid with a navy blue brim. Turquoise sleeves on a navy jersey that read Hillcats in neon across the front, and then the traditional road gray pants. On the hill, Matt Wilkinson for Lynchburg, and just like that, we start with a pitch clock violation. It's 1-0.
Yeah, what a start. What a start.
Strong start for Matt Wilkinson. First pitch to Anderson, and he takes a fastball on the outer part of the zone. Nothing and one. Antonio Anderson, switch hitter, batting righty against a lefty pitcher here. 1-1 offering. Plucks the outside corner once again on a fastball. And the count now 1-2 for Antonio Anderson. A 100 hitter on the dot. 18-year-old has struggled just a little bit. Looking to come around. Here's the 1-2. Fastball cranked back up the middle. Charging after it, Knapchek. Throws on the run to first in time for out number one.
Yeah, that's an impressive play by Christian Knapchek down at second, because he had to completely roll to his right, and he backhanded it on the run on the shortstop side of the back. So that is an impressive play by the Hillcats second baseman, and just like that, one up and one down.
Brings up Johanfran Garcia, the designated hitter tonight for the Red Sox. Lefty on righty, the first pitch. Fastball taken down and away, and the count 1-0. Matt Wilkinson, 10th round pick 2023 to the Cleveland Guardians. The lefty kicks and deals the 1-0. Fastball rifled back foul, 1-1. Pick number 308 overall out of Central Arizona Junior College. Has a lot of experience playing in the summers in some big level baseball, Carter. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball called a strike on the outside corner, 1-2 for Johanfran Garcia. Wilkinson played in the WCBL quite a bit, which is the Western Canadian Baseball League. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a line drive foul. Back to the netting, 1-2. Also played in the Cape Cod Baseball League for Chatham this past summer in 2023.
It's quite a mix of summer collegiate leagues to play in.
Here's the 1-2 to Garcia. He swings, lifts it foul, right side, and we'll do it all over again. At 1-2.
Well, you know, he's from Vancouver, so yep. It makes a little bit of sense.
And again, Arizona, the Vancouver side of Canada, so it's really not all that far. 1-2 to Garcia. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball downstairs. And Garcia, despite being a 371 hitter coming into the at-bat, is sat down on strikes.
Yeah, that was a good pitch there by Wilkinson, the left-hander. 2 miles an hour out of the left hand. Just like that, 2-0.
Two gone for Marvin Alcantara, the shortstop for the Sox. He's struggling just a little bit, too. Batting below the Mendoza line at 167. He swings and misses on a first pitch breaking ball. Nothing and one.
Yeah, trying to get going here for Marvin Alcantara. You know, two nights ago had that 2-for-4 evening, had the base hit up the middle.
0-1 to Alcantara. Fastball sizzled in there on the inside corner at 91. And the count quickly, nothing in two for Alcantara. Base is empty, two gone. Sorry, Carter. 0-2 to Alcantara. Fastball down and away, 1-2.
No, just saying, also ripped that double down the left field line that was cranked, I believe 106 maybe off the bat if I'm remembering correctly. So we've seen the pieces put together for Marvin Alcantara. Just need it to continue here this evening and going forward too.
1-2 offering on the way. Fastball way inside. A little bit of a Soto shuffle there almost from Alcantara, and it's 2-2. On deck, it's Jostingson Garcia for the Sox. Taylor in the hole. 2-2 pitch. Fastball, this is spiked in the turf. The count now 3-2. Marvin Alcantara for the Red Sox. He has played a whole lot of shortstops so far this season. The La Victoria, Venezuela native, just 19 years old. Played every day but Wednesday last week in Del Mar with a payoff pitch. And he looks at a fastball inside, ball four. That was oh so close to the zone. And it was in the zone, Carter, according to Trackman. But we'll take it. Marvin Alcantara walks. Two-out walk for the Sox. They got a two-out base runner on first in Marvin Alcantara. And here's Jostingson Garcia.
The entire infield thought they had strike three on that one. They were creeping in. That's a tough no-call there. Tough job by Leona Ricks behind the plate. Just a tough no-call there.
First pitch. Fastball drilled into the air. Straightaway center field. Going back to Rio, and it is off the middle of the wall. Hauling around third is Marvin Alcantara. The throw home is not in time. Stand-up RBI double for Jostingson Garcia, and the Red Sox take a 1-0 lead.
Well, you'll take that. You get the walk, and then Jostingson Garcia just makes some pay. That's a ball that probably leaves the ballpark at quite a few Carolina League parks. This time it does stay in the yard, but you'll take it. A double up the top of the wall, and just like that, the Sox lead it 1-0.
Cranked a breaking ball, and I mean cranked it, 103 off the bat to straightaway center. Sets the table beautifully for Nellie Taylor Jr. with a runner on second, two gone, 1-0 lead for the Sox. Here's the first pitch, lefty on lefty, and a fastball sizzles in on the outside corner, 0-1. Nellie Taylor Jr., a 189 batting average so far this year. He's got four runs batted in, looking for number five. Wilkinson with a glance to second. He winds and fires. 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. Runner takes off. Foot first slide, and he's in there safely. Jostingson Garcia is now 10-for-10 on stolen bases this season, Carter.
Yeah, just making things happen on the base pass. We've talked about his speed before, and he made it happen yesterday, scoring from first on that what probably should have been a single down the right field line from Nathaniel Yuden. And then Garcia there just taking advantage of what he saw and swipes the bag at third and now 90 feet away from scoring.
One ball, one strike, two gone, the pitch. Fastball, check swing, called a strike anyways. And the count now 1-2. Oh, Carter, to take you back, that really missed what should have been strike three. Instead, it was a full count walk, and then Garcia turned it into a run-scoring double. Here's the 1-2 to Taylor. Fastball, this is lifted into the air. Foul left side, and it escapes out of the yard. 1-2 will stay.
Yeah, but to Salem's credit, that's taking advantage of an opportunity. In Lynchburg, you know, yes, you probably get a tough one that doesn't go your way, but still got to find a way to escape the jam, and hey, Garcia just beats Wilkinson on that pitch.
1-2 to Taylor. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball down and away. A good two-strike pitch from Matt Wilkinson, but the Red Sox grab one. One run scores on one hit. No errors and one left on base. 1-0 Red Sox lead it. Top of the second after this. You're tuned into Salem Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second on a gorgeous night for baseball here in Salem. 1-0, the Red Sox lead it. Looking to win their second consecutive game here at home after winning their first of 2024 a night ago. It's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater with you here in Salem. And the Red Sox with Elmer Rodriguez Cruz on the hill tonight. First pitch to Robert Lopez, a fastball taken high, and the count now 1-0. 1-0 lead for the Sox. Each team tied with a hit apiece. ERC, you just got to feel good with him on the hill tonight. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses inside. Gets away from Montero behind the dish. And the count now 2-0. Good time to go over your infield defense for the Red Sox as the Hillcats ready to go 5-6-7. ERC winds and fires. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball in there for a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Antonio Anderson plays third tonight. Marvin Alcantara at short. Andy Lugo at second. Albert Feliz back out there at first. The 2-1 fastball. He went around, tried to kind of half-heart that swing and missed on it, 2-2. Juan Montero behind the dish in your battery alongside Elmer Rodriguez Cruz and the defensive outfield, Taylor in left, Garcia in center, and Uten in right. 2-2. Fastball, ring him up, strike three. Hit him right in the middle of the zone with a two-strike fastball. Got him at 95 on the gun. And there's one gone here in the top of the second.
Great pitch there. Just frozen with the fastball. Bottom half of the zone. And this is a big inning for ERC and the Red Sox. You know, you get that run in the first. You want to kind of shut things down here in the second and produce that shutdown frame.
Brings up Rafael Ramirez Jr. First pitch. He swings on a ball, lifts it high into the air, straightaway center field. We got a guy in Garcia, and he makes a basket catch, making it look easy. A little fancy flash of the leather there for Garcia in front of the warning track in straightaway center for out number two. That, I mean, he made a tougher play. Looked so simply routine. He was almost not lazy on it, just relaxed.
Yeah.
Composed.
Yeah, you don't see many basket catches out there in deep center field, but nice play by Garcia. Nonetheless, quickly, two away here in the second.
No doubt. Here's Tommy Hawk, the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. First pitch. This is fouled back on a fastball. 0-1. Gave him a 96-mile-an-hour heater. Left it right towards the top of the zone, and it's 0-1. Nobody on, two gone just like that. 1-0 lead for the Sox in the top of the second here in Salem. 0-1 to Hawk. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. 0-2. Hawk, a 367 hitter. Just one RBI on the year. Has not homered yet. A consistent single machine, really. Base hit after base hit. Good for almost two a game. There's the 0-2. Fastball, ring him up, strike three. 98 on the gun, plucking the outside corner. Four strikeouts, three of them backwards for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, and he's dealing through two innings. Home half of the second after this, the Red Sox with a 1-0 lead. Back in a jiff, you're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of two here in Salem. The Red Sox with a 1-0 lead, and Elmer Rodriguez Cruz is dealing on the hill. He's given up just one hit. He has four strikeouts, three of them looking, and he's really working with that fastball, Carter.
Yeah, absolutely. Freezing hitter after hitter left and right, it seems. You saw Robert Lopez and Tommy Hawk both down on strikes. Also interesting to note, three of the four strikeouts have been backwards Ks as well.
Sox ready to go, 6-7-8. Lefty on lefty, first pitch to U10. Hard hit ball up the middle, charging ahead. Knapchack gloves, throws to first in time for out number one. Well, Nathaniel U10 was 4-for-8 in the series heading into that at-bat. He now drops to 4-for-9. Still one of the red-hot barrels for the Red Sox, Carter.
Yeah, for sure. May have broke his bat on that one as well. Little grounder to the right side. But, yeah, I mean, he's been pacing up the ball fairly well. I mean, had the big-time hit last night through the right side. Scored three runs, and now Big Al is going to step in. And seems like he's going to have to wait as U10 jogs off and smiles as he digs into the right-handed bat.
Albert Feliz is in, lefty on righty, one gone, 1-0 lead the pitch. He takes a fastball below the knees, and the count now 1-0. Feliz, a 1-11 hitter for the Red Sox. He was absent from the lineup last night, just his second rest of the year. The 1-0, fastball wave and a miss. Was swinging for the fences on a 90-mile-an-hour heater, high and out of the zone, 1-1. Big Al with five runs batted in, he has homered. Is the one home run here in this ballpark by a Red Sox this year, the 1-1. Fastball sizzled in there at 90 at the knees, 1-2.
Such an interesting stance, too. Kind of waves his bat high in the air. No batting gloves, that old classic look.
When he gets a hold of one, boy, does he get a hold of one. As Wilkinson looks in, kicks and deals. 1-2 to Big Al. He swings and misses. Struck him out with a 91-mile-an-hour heater, high it away once again. And Albert Feliz is down on strikes, quickly two gone here in the home half of the second.
Yeah, I got him to chase, 91 up and away. Now on Montero, who for the first time this series, back behind the plate. We've seen him at first, but, you know, Johan Fran Garcia, it's the half day off. Actually, the second time this series, I should say, but Johan Fran the half day off, back behind the plate today.
Lefty on righty, the first pitch. Montero looks at a first pitch fastball for a strike on the inner half, nothing in one. Juan Montero for the Sox. He's been a bright spot. Batting just .235, but in this series has picked it up. There's the 0-1. Cranks one foul, right side. Hit it the other way, nothing in two. Montero played yesterday, had a base hit for the Sox in the fifth. He also stole a bag in the 5-4 win. Rested the day before in the 11 a.m. game, but played in the bottom of the order in the 9-hole in the series opener. Was on base three times. A hit, a walk, and a hit by pitch. The 0-2 misses way inside. This might have hit him on the foot. I think it did. And he's awarded first as he hops, tried to get out of the way of the baseball. Breaking ball just kind of stuck in the hand of Wilkinson too long, and Montero aboard with a hit by pitch.
Yeah, and that's a mistake by Wilkinson. Obviously, you're trying to get a breaking ball that bites low and inside. But 0-2, and you plunk a batter. With two outs is certainly not ideal, especially now with Andy Lugo coming up. If he reaches, top of the order comes up, and, you know, we saw it last inning, Gio. It was a two-out base runner that then allowed eventually a run to score it in the Garcia RBI double to straightaway center.
Lugo, the only Red Sox to score twice last night. First pitch is a fastball sizzled in there at 92 on the gun inside corner. Nothing in one. Sox scored five runs. Lugo responsible for two of them. He walked twice and had a base hit. Runner on first, two gone, the 0-1. Breaking ball, hacked on and missed, nothing in two.
Andy Lugo, too, somebody who has actually kind of been a little bit of a spark recently for Salem. Kind of can slide all over the infield defensively, playing second and third for the Salem Sox.
0-2, breaking ball, rings him up looking. Strike three on the inside corner, and the Red Sox are sat down in four. Fourth strikeout of the night for Matt Wilkinson. Both pitchers with four strikeouts apiece. A little bit of a pitcher's duel early on. The Red Sox do lead it 1-0. Top of the third after this. You're tuned into Red Sox baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
1-0, the Red Sox lead it here in the top of the third inning in Salem. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz deal it on the hill early for your Salem Sox. Give it up just one hit. Has four strikeouts, three of them via the backwards K, really working with that fastball. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. 8-9-1 due up for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Jose Pastrana, the third baseman. Luis Durango at the bottom of the order playing in left field, and then back to the top with Christian Knapchak. Righty on lefty matchup as Jose Pastrana digs on in. A 133 hitter. The first pitch. Fastball, rifled foul, right side. Nothing and one.
We saw Jose Pastrana for the first time yesterday in the victory over the Hillcats. Came into that one, 1-for-13, and had the big-time hit back in the third. Sparked a little bit of a rally, or the fourth, for the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. Ball at a strike for Pastrana. Yeah, he also walked later on in the ballgame in the ninth inning. Ended up with a 1-for-3 with a walk day for the Hillcats. 5-4, Red Sox won it last night. Looking to make it two in a row, the 1-1. Fastball down and away. Two balls and a strike for Jose Pastrana. On deck, Luis Durango. Knapchak in the hole. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz so far putting together what has early on been his best start in 2024. He rocks and fires the 2-1. Breaking ball misses just a hair high out of the zone. At 80 on the gun, and it's 3-1.
Yeah, tough miss there by ERC. Up and inside.
He takes a deep breath. He kicks. He deals. 3-1 on the way. Called a strike. Fastball on the outside corner at 96. Full count at 3-2.
Well, you'll take it on the outer half of the plate at the knees. Count runs full indeed.
Payoff pitch to Pastrana. Fastball high and away. And a full count walk to lead things off for Pastrana. Leadoff base runner here for the Hillcats. Top of the third, 1-0 lead for the Sox if you're just joining us here on MILB TV and MILB.com. Luis Durango ready to dig in. Another lefty for Lynchburg. Righty on lefty matchup. Runner on first. Nobody out. First pitch on the way. Fastball hacked on and missed. Handcuffed him at 96 on the gun. 0-1. Such velocity off that right arm of Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the one-time commit to the University of Oregon. Nearly played in the Pac-12 for the Ducks. Pick off the first, and standing up safely is Pastrana. 0-1 the count. Nobody out. 1-0 lead for the Sox. Top of three. They're on a great night for baseball in Salem. Pick off again to first. And a head first slide. Pastrana in there. Still 0-1.
Yeah, fastball tops out, as you alluded to, right around 95. We've seen the heat so far this series. Alex Clemmie yesterday for the Hillcats, he tops out at 99.
Foul back on the 0-1, and it's now 0-2.
But ERC has been fairly crisp today, as you alluded to, Mr. Heater. Had the single back in the first. and then the walk just now. But for the most part, he's pounding the zone, getting ahead of hitters. And, you know, the fastball has been on point, but the put-away pitch has been there as well.
He kicks and deals. 0-2, runner goes from first. Soft liner left side, and it flies into the seats. We'll do it again at 0-2.
Likes that breaking ball with two strikes. That situation went with the fastball. That was a 97 as well. So ERC is reaching back today for the Salem Red Sox, no doubt about that.
He brings it to the belt. No balls, two strikes. He kicks and deals. Runner goes 0-2, and it hit him. So now there's runners on first and second, a walk and a hit by pitch, and that's just so unfortunate here if you're ERC because you are ahead 0-2, end up plunking the batter there.
Yeah, we've seen two guys for both squads hit on 0-2 today. Just like that, two free passes. All of a sudden, first and second, nobody out. An opportunity here for Lynchburg to take advantage and tie this ball game up at one here in the third. I think they're going to check on Durango, too. I don't know. Maybe it hit him on the bone. One of those where, depending on where it hit, you know, it can never feel as good in the moment, but the next day when you wake up, it certainly doesn't feel good as well.
Well, it brings up Christian Knapchak, a 229 hitter. Struck out swinging to lead off the ball game today. He's got nobody out. Runners on first and second, trailing by one here in Salem in the top of the third. Righty on lefty, the pitch. Fastball trickles between the legs of Juan Montero. He picks it up, and both runners advance. Now two in scoring position for the Hillcats, and the wheels aren't falling off here, Carter, but got to regroup before it costs you here.
Yeah, haven't seen a hit in the inning. And there's been a walk, a hit by pitch, and now,
I mean, I don't think that's a wild pitch, is it? That's got to be a pass ball.
Let's see how they scored that one. Going to see a quick meeting on the mound as well. Regardless, you have a walk, a hit by pitch, and both runners advance. So all of a sudden, second and third, nobody out. And the Sox find themselves in a little bit of trouble here.
Meeting of the minds on the hill for the Red Sox. Juan Rivera is out to talk things over, and he heads back to the Salem Sox dugout.
It is a wild pitch as well, just in case you're scoring at home. That's how it is officially scored on ERC.
Christian Knapchak, the former Louisville Cardinal, digs back in. Righty on lefty, second and third occupied, still nobody out. The pitch is on the way in the 1-0. This is down and away. Two balls, no strikes for Knapchak.
You're going to see the corner's going to play even with the bag here. Middle infield will play for the out. Probably the right call here in the third.
2-0. Fastball misses high. Three balls and no strikes. Christian Knapchak, 2023. Third team All-ACC for the Louisville Cardinals. Plainfield, Illinois native. Played at Joliet Catholic. The 3-0. Misses outside, four-pitch walk. And you blink, and the bases are juiced here for the Hillcats in the top of the third, Carter.
Yeah, walk, hit by pitch, wild pitch, and a walk. Certainly not the recipe for success if you're the Salem Red Sox. Nobody warming up in that Salem bullpen down the third baseline either, just a heads up. And again, now once again, you're going to see the third baseman Anderson creep a little bit in. Middle infield plays for the double play.
First pitch to Velasquez. He swings, and he backs it foul. Nothing and one. And probably the bat you want out there right now if you're the Hillcats. Ralphie Velasquez has homered twice this series. The only player on either team to do it. The only two players to hit a homer are Angel Hanau and Velasquez this week. The 0-1 on the way. Fastball in there for a strike, and the count nothing and one. No Angel Hanau tonight for the Hillcats. He gets the rest. No Miguel Blaise for the Red Sox. He gets the night off. As Velasquez calls time, a 361 hitter, four homers on the year. 12 RBI. He's got the bases loaded with nobody out. A jam of all jams early on in the ballgame here for ERC and the Sox. He kicks and deals. 0-2 on the way. And it misses downstairs. Fastball below the knees, 1-2.
Not a bad pitch there in 0-2, though. Don't want to play around too much with the runner at third, but at the same time, not a bad pitch, not a strike, and trying to get him to chase on 0-2, but don't want to leave it, obviously, in the middle of the plate in this situation.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball waved on and missed. He got him strike three. That's the fifth strikeout of the night for ERC. Huge strikeout to sit down Velasquez. And the base is still loaded with one gone, but the biggest out to date, I would say, at this point, Carl.
Absolutely. Massive strikeout for Ralphie Velasquez. And now, double play gets you out of the inning. Obviously not out of the woods, but just one out. Jason Chirillo now at the dish.
First pitch to the lefty, and he takes a fastball downstairs 1-0.
Yeah, it's a powerful middle of the order, right? I mean, you have Velasquez, and okay, you strike him out, but okay, your reward is now to face Jason Chirillo. Not exactly ideal for a pitcher, but ERC, big pitch here.
1-0. Swung on, hit back up the middle, could be two. Gloved by Alcantara, he fires to first, it's picked by Big Al. They get the out at first. One run comes across to tie the game, and there was no opportunity for a double play. Probably smart for Alcantara just to offer it off to first instead of trying to get it to second beforehand. And there are two gone in a 1-1 ball game here in the top of the third. Runners on second and third.
Yeah, that's the smart play there by Lugo and Alcantara, I should say. You know, a nice opportunity to turn two, but at the same time, you want to take the sure out, and you'll trade it in this situation.
First pitch to Manuel Mejias, fastball high and away, 1-0. Second and third, Jose Pastrano came across to score on the Jason Chirillo RBI groundout. Durango at third, Knapchek at second, the 1-0. Fastball, towered foul, left side, 1-1.
Well, and again, if you can record the third out here and you just give up one run, you take that 10 times out of 10, right? I mean, bases loaded, nobody out.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Just give up the run. We've still yet to see a hit in this inning, actually, which is crazy.
Especially because of who you had to face
sure.
in that chunk, the 1-1. Fastball downstairs, 2-1. I mean, that was the lethal part of the order. Velasquez, Chirillo, you're not out of the woods with Mejias, Lopez, all these cats can hit. But to get outs out of those two, you're going to take that all day long. 2-1 offering. Breaking ball, misses high, 3-1, and you saw Juan Montero nodding his head saying, that's the pitch. That's the pitch. Get that a little bit down, deeper into the zone.
Yeah, that was a good pitch there.
Three balls and a strike, two gone, second and third. Here's the pitch. Fastball down and out. Five-pitch walk worked by Manuel Mejias. He's aboard at first, and it reloads the bases. Here in the top of the third inning in a 1-1 ball game in Salem.
Yeah, not the worst thing in the world, though. You did have first base open. Now you have a force at every bag facing off against Robert Lopez, although certainly not a sure out in this Hillcats order.
Looking to get him to turn on one and keep it in the infield. The designated hitter, Robert Lopez, struck out looking his first time up, the first pitch. And he looks at a breaking ball down and in, 1-0. 258 hitter, 4 RBI on the year. It was the third strikeout out of 5 so far for ERC. He had 7 last outing on the road in Delmarva last week. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball downstairs, 2-0.
Well, obviously no place to put Lopez, and that's the downfall of walking Mejias to first. Nowhere to put him, and he reaches on base on balls here. That's the second run of the inning, and the Hillcats would have the lead.
1-1 lead, or 1-1 game, I should say. Here's the 2-0. Fastball misses outside. 3 balls, no strikes. And that is now Carter. 4 consecutive pitches out of the zone for ERC. 97 on the gun. He's got the velocity. Just got to locate it.
Yeah. Obviously got to find the zone here.
He rocks and fires. 3-0. Fastball away. And that walks in a run. Hillcats lead it. 2-1.
So Rafael Ramirez Jr., who's coming up now, will be the 8th. Man to reach the plate this inning, and we still have not seen a hit here in the third for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Walk, hit by pitch, walk, strikeout, ground out, walk, walk.
I mean, that's a case of beating yourself.
Sure.
Like you mentioned, Carter, that's 4 walks to 5 strikeouts, 1 hit by pitch. So essentially, the hit by pitch, let's count it as a walk, and sure, you got 5 strikeouts, but the ratio is even at essentially 5-5.
Well, now, obviously, bases are still loaded. You're certainly not out of the woods. You need to find a way to escape the jam now. And if Ramirez is able to slice one through the middle, first base hit of the inning, but all of a sudden, Lynchburg's going to lead this one by three.
Action in the Red Sox bullpen. Ramirez is in. Two gone. Bases loaded. The pitch. Fastball misses downstairs. 1-0. Rafael Ramirez, a 156 hitter. Did not appear yesterday. Played the day before that. Walked once. RBI single as well. The 1-0. Called a strike. Got him with a breaking ball on the inside corner. 1-1. So he walked in the 7-2 win for the Hillcats on Wednesday morning. Also had that RBI base hit, and he walked with a base hit, RBI single on Tuesday. 1-1, swing and a miss. Fastball away, 1-2.
Massive pitch coming here. Got to be careful, though. Don't want to spike one in the dirt with a runner on third. And he can get a big lead, too, with Anderson playing way off the bag down the third base line.
As you so often see with two strikes, Rafael Ramirez Jr. stands out, takes a breath, calls time, and digs back in. A twirl of the bat. He rested on his left shoulder. Bases loaded. 1-2 the count. Two gone. 2-1 lead for the Hillcats. Top of three. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball high. And deuces go wild at 2-2.
Now what do you go with here if you're ERC? Again, the breaking ball's in play, but I know you trust Juan Montero, but got to be careful with the runner off of third.
2-2 offering. Ring him up, strike three, 97-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees. The sixth strikeout for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. The damage has been controlled. The Hillcats score two in the top of the third inning. They lead it 2-1. We go to the home half of three after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the third here in Salem, 2-1. The Hillcats lead it over the Red Sox. Giovanni Eater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Red Sox ready to go, top of the order. 1-2-3. Antonio Anderson, Johan Fran Garcia, and Marvin Alcantara ready to dig in. Still Matt Wilkinson on the hill for the Hillcats. Lefty on righty and the switch hitting Anderson, the first pitch. And he rifles it left side up over the head of the shortstop Ramirez. And it's a leadoff base hit for the Red Sox in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, much needed for Antonio Anderson as well. A line drive to the left side and tough hop for Ramirez. And really no shot there as it trims into left. And a leadoff single comes at the perfect time for the Salem Red Sox.
Hillcats grab two in the top of the third inning. They did it without a single hit, Carter.
Yeah.
Here's Johan Fran Garcia. Lefty on righty once more. And Wilkinson with a glance to first brings it home. The first pitch, and it skips in the dirt inside, 1-0. Johan Fran Garcia been a hot wand for the Red Sox all year. He struck out in his first at-bat tonight. A double and a walk yesterday. Batting 361 on the young season, 1-0. Breaking ball, called a strike on the inside corner, evens it up at 1-1. Antonio Anderson able to crank one into left field grass for a base hit. Red Sox hoping to keep that momentum alive here, trailing by one. 1-1 offering and a pickoff to first instead, and Anderson stands in there safely. A Velasquez didn't even have a chance to try and apply a tag. So you ask, well, how do you score two runs on no hits if you're the Hillcats in the third? Well, if you're just joining us here in Salem, you're having an up-and-down type of game. Here's the 1-1, breaking ball high and away, 2-1. Out of your starting pitcher, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, he has 6 strikeouts. He also has allowed 5 free bases, 1 hit by pitch, and 4 walks. 2 balls and a strike for Garcia. Here's the pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. 2-2.
Yeah, you know, again, 2 runs crossed in the third for Lynchburg, and they lead now by 1, but still plenty, obviously, of time in this game. And for Salem, they pieced together some nice at-bats against the lefty Wilkinson, and it's got to continue now for Johan Fraun and crew.
Pick off to first, and Anderson standing in there safely. 2-1 the score, Lynchburg leading by 1, a hit for both teams. Hillcats do have an error, the Red Sox are clean thus far. They got a runner on first with nobody out for Johan Fraun Garcia. Wilkinson with a deep breath. He brings home the 2-2. Runner goes from first. Swing and a miss. It's strike 3. Throw down to second, and they got him. Strike him out. Throw him out. There's 2 gone just like that in the bottom of the third here in Salem.
Well, that's a way to kind of kill a rally there, but nice throw by Mejias behind the dish. And it's close there at second, but first glance, it did appear that Anderson was gunned down there. Just like that, 2 down in the blink of an eye.
5th strikeout of the night for Matt Wilkinson. Both pitchers have a high strikeout tally. Here's Marvin Alcantara. He swings, lifts the first pitch high into the air, into the gap in right center field. Underneath it, Hawk, the right fielder, and he ranges to his left to make the catch for out number 3. A very quick home half of the third inning here in Salem. Red Sox trail by 1. It's 2-1. We go to the top of the fourth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV and MILB.com.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here in Salem, 2-1, Lynchburg leads it over the Red Sox. Ready to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. I appreciate you there. Marvelous job through the first 3 frames. It is 2-1. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead it over the Salem Red Sox in the top of the fourth from Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 7-8-9 in the Hillcats order as Tommy Hawk, the right fielder, digs in from the left side. First pitch from ERC is swung and missed at, and the count is 0-1. Tommy Hawk, a strikeout back in the second. Former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, 0-1. Winds and fires, swinging a puncher foul, third base side, escaping into the seats, and quickly it's 0-2. We mentioned Tommy Hawk playing for the Deacs, native of Raleigh, North Carolina. 0-2. Kicks and deals. Just missed, low and away on a fastball, 1-2. 355 so far this season for Mr. Hawk, and man, oh man, what a track record. 1-2, the pitch. Just missed, high and away again on a fastball, evens up the count at 2-2. 9th round pick a season ago by the Cleveland Guardians, 2023 MLB draft. 2-2, the pitch. Breaking ball that just missed high and outside, and man, oh man, Juan Montero wanted that call badly, and I can see why looking at TrackMan.
Yeah,
Here comes Liam Carroll, and I think he's he's going to come out and have a conversation with ERC. I don't know if you're going to see a change with the count at 3-2. This also could be, Mr. Heater, what we may think it could be, just to make a point. Liana Ricks behind the plate. But the entire infield is going to crash in to the top of the bump, and here comes Liana Ricks. And yeah, this is going to be interesting here. Let's see if anything happens in this situation. It does look like Liam Carroll is having a discussion, and he will depart back to the third base dugout.
Remember, he was tossed on Tuesday, so kind of trying to be careful but still get a point across, I believe, Carter. And he's got an argument.
Yeah.
We usually like to stray away from it, but there's been some missed ones.
Yes. That likely was one of them. 3-2. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. He blew a fastball right by him, and just like that, there's one down.
It's a good two-strike pitch. He's been working with that fastball as his two-strike pitch. Rarely do you see that, right? Usually your strike him out pitch is something with a little bit of break to it, but not when you're throwing it at 96 at this level, topping out at around 98 tonight.
Jose Pastrano, first pitch, rocks and fires. It's taken low and outside for a strike of the knees, nothing in one. Walk back in the third for Pastrano. It was a two-run frame for the Lynchburg Hillcats. They currently lead it 2-1. 0-1 the pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball and a beauty in the dirt, nothing in two.
Well, ERC has tied his season high. He's got 7 strikeouts at 7. Last outing on the road at Delmarva.
Pounding the zone here. 0-2, right back to work. Rocks and fires. High and outside on the fastball, 1-2.
If he can start to locate Carter, I mean, he really is one of the more impressive pitching prospects in the organization.
1-2, the pitch. Swing and a pop-up third base side. It will fall foul. And we'll reset and do it all over again. Well, you touched on his background. Man, he's hit 97 multiple times this evening. If he can find the strike zone, there's some pieces there. 1-2. Swing and a puncher foul, third base side. And it lines into the seats. It goes. Count remains 1-2. Pastrano, the walk back in the third, as we alluded to. And now he was the first hitter to step in the frame. 1 of 7 in the inning. 1-2, the pitch. Check swing, did he go? They'll appeal. No, he did not. Theo Arndt, our field umpire. Count goes to 2-2. 1-33 start to the season for Jose Pastrano. And the 2-2. Breaking ball that bends just low and inside below the knees. Count runs full. Pastrano signed as an international free agent with the Cleveland Guardians back in 2019. Now here in 2024. 3-2, the pitch. There's strike three, inner half. They've frozen with the fastball, and just like that, there's two down.
8 strikeouts for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Out of the 8, Carter, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them backwards.
Oh, back-to-back strikeouts to start the frame, and here is Luis Durango from the left side. First pitch from ERC, rocks and fires, breaking ball that sizzles just inside and low, 1-0. On Durango, starting left fielder for the Lynchburg Hillcats, 1-0. Kicks and deals, swing and a pop-up foul right back towards us. It deflects off the top of the netting, and the count evens up at 1-1. Now, Luis Durango at times has been a problem in the series. He's at 333 on the season. 1-1, the pitch. Swing and a line drive down the left field line. This one will fall foul. And the count goes to 1-2.
Yeah, got a piece of a slider, kind of stuck his bat out in front of a slider, poked it down the left side, and ended up being foul.
Foul by about 8 to 10 feet down the left field line. And this would be huge for ERC, right? You know, you give up the 2 in the third. If you can work a 3-up, 3-down frame here, well, that can be huge going forward. Again, game four of this six-game set. Lynchburg and the Salem Red Sox. Salem won last night for the first time at home this season. 1-2 the pitch. Swing and a pop-up foul. Third base side. That one will also fall foul. And it's 1-2 as the chase is on for the foul ball. And it continues to bounce. And finally, into the hands of a fan about five rows up down the third base line. Right back to work. 1-2 the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike three. ERC strikes out the side. And just like that, we go to the home half of the fourth in Salem. 2-1. The Hillcats lead it. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, 2-1. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead it over the Salem Red Sox. Carter Hill, Giovanni Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us on your Friday evening wherever you may be tuning in. It will go 4-5-6 in the Sox order. Justinson Garcia, Nelly Taylor Jr., and Nathaniel Uten, the right fielder, to lead off the frame. First pitch, lefty deals. It's taken for a strike and a half. Nothing and one on Garcia, who had the RBI double back in the first. Gave the Sox the early 1-0 lead. 0-1, lefty deals. Breaking ball swung through and missed. Quickly 0-2.
Carter, I come bearing wonderful news, my friend.
Oh, what's that?
5-0, Boston Red Sox on top of the 11-8 Pittsburgh Pirates on the road in the 4-1-2. It's the bottom of the fifth.
PNC Park, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Sox starting the three-game set. 0-2. Wines and fire. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. So Garcia down on strikes. That is strikeout. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the day for Justinson Garcia. As Wilkinson K's him there. And here's Nelly Taylor Jr., the left fielder. Fourth inning of work for the left-hander, Wilkinson. Former 10th round pick out of the 2023 MLB draft. First pitch, check swung at. Did he go? Doesn't matter. To strike out or half of the knees. Nothing and one on Taylor. Nelly Taylor Jr. still trying to get things going this season. 0-1. Breaking ball again. The misses low and away at the knees. 1-1. 184 start. He's hit some balls hard. But a challenge here, lefty on left, here in the home half of the fourth. 1-1. Winds and fires, high and inside on the fastball. It's 2-1. Wilkinson has lowered his season ERA with today's performance down to .73. That has complemented the Lynchburg offense well. 2-1, pitch. There's a strike outer half of the knees, 2-2. Went with the fastball, just clipped the outside corner of the zone at 91, and it's 2-2 on Taylor. Right back to work, 2-2, lefty deals. Swing and a pop-up in the infield. Left side, Pastrano in foul ground will make the grab head high for out number two. So Taylor is retired, and here is Nathaniel Yudin, now the right fielder. Yeah, Gio, you mentioned the Red Sox at PNC Park. We actually were talking about this earlier today coming to the ballpark. We are so fortunate with our backdrop here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The best view in single-A baseball. First pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, nothing and one. With the Roanoke Valley and the mountains behind us, it is absolutely gorgeous. But when you think about backdrops in Major League Baseball,
you think PNC
Park. PNC
Park
has got to top things. I mean, it is absolutely unbelievable. 0-1 in the dirt. It goes outside, 1-1.
Yeah, looks over downtown Pittsburgh. You got the river right there, and such a nice spot. It's right next to Acrisure Stadium. It'll always be Heinz Field to us.
1-1. Lefty deals. Swing and a lifter. Left center field, ranging in Durango, and he makes the grab for out number three. So three up, three down go the Sox as we move to the fifth in Salem. 2-1. Lynchburg leads it. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, 2-1. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead it over the Salem Red Sox in game four of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. So thrilled you could join us on this picture-perfect Friday evening for baseball here in Southwest Virginia. Top of the lineup for the Hillcats, leading by one, Christian Knapcheck, Ralphie Velasquez, and Jason Chirria. That is quite a challenge for any opposing pitcher. And we will see a new one here for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get that to you in just 1 second. But, Mr. Heater, first off, you saw that run for Salem in the first. And right now, you know, ERC's day is done. He gave up the two runs in the third with the walks, but he was fairly sharp today.
Yeah, he was fairly sharp for the Red Sox. I mean, he goes out there, 9 strikeouts out of ERC. That's a new season high. He had 7 last time around on the road against the Delmarva Shorebirds. So for him to have 9 today, you know, you love to see that. Would I like to see him clean it up a little bit in the third? Ended up letting those two runs score, and it was largely in part to the walks, not a single hit, but holding them to just one hit with 9K, you like that.
And just like that, a pitch clock violation to start things off for Trainer O'Donnell, the new pitcher for the Salem Red Sox. So the count is 1-0 on Christian Knapcheck, the former Louisville Cardinal. First pitch as he winds and fires, swing and a miss, and just like that, the count's 1-1 after the first pitch, which is still so crazy to say. It feels like even two years into this thing. Knapcheck, a strikeout and a walk today, 1-1. Swing and a pop-up foul, third base side. Count quickly, 1-2. Final numbers on the day for ERC. Well, when he was throwing strikes, he was fairly sharp. 4 innings pitched, just a single hit, 2 runs. They were both earned, 1-2. Breaking ball that just missed the outer half of the plate, and it's 2-2. 1 hit, 2 runs, both were earned. 4 walks, but how about this? 9 strikeouts, that is a season high for ERC. 2-2, rocks and fires. There's strike 3, outer half. Knapcheck down on strikes for the second time today, and just like that, there's 1 down.
Red Sox K totals are getting up there, Carter.
Number 10 on the day for the Sox. Trainer O'Donnell, Dallas, Texas native, and he stands in at 6'7". How about that? Eighth round pick in the 2023 MLB draft. First pitch to Velasquez. It sails high and away, 1-0. Ralphie Velasquez, who has done some major damage for the Lynchburg Hillcats in this series. single and a strikeout so far today. 1-0, kicks and deals. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball to Beauty. 1-1. Velasquez, the fourth best prospect in the Guardian system. First round pick in 2023. And you can see why. No doubt about it. 1-1. Wines fires, swinging a line drive foul, third base side. Velasquez got a hold of it, but to no avail. It's 1-2. You were talking about, Gio, that and even the drive to Salem today, there have been two guys that have impressed you so much early on. It's been this guy and Jackson Holliday. 1-2. Swing, gonna miss. Got him, strike three. Wow. That is punch out number 11 on the day for the Salem Red Sox, and there's two down.
And the 18-year-old just spiked his bat, you know. You'd like to see him show a little bit more composure there, but at 18, sometimes the strikeout feels a little more frustrating.
Well, from the fourth best prospect in Cleveland's system to the fifth, here is Jason Chirillo, the center fielder. First pitch from O'Donnell, rocks and fires, high and outside, 1-0.
Carter, last year we had a ball game where we had 19 strikeouts as a staff for the Red Sox.
That is crazy.
Well, we're at 12.
We're at 12 right now. 1-0. Kicks and deals. Swing and a pop-up foul, third base side. It's 1-1. Oh, goodness gracious. If you're watching that on MILB TV, there goes the drink. There goes the glove. Oh, gosh.
Not the Bev.
Not the Bev. Not the Bev.
No.
1-1. High and inside on the fastball, 2-1. That is yet another reason, if you're listening, while we appreciate it, subscribe to MILB TV to get the full experience
get
here in Salem.
Get the full experience. You're missing out if you're not subscribing and if you're just listening.
2-1. Kicks and deals. High and inside again, just below the letters, but a little bit inside. It's 3-1.
But if you're on the commute, check it out on the Salem Red Sox website or check it out on the MILB app.
3-1. Right back to work. He curls and unfurls. Swing and a line drive. Shallow right. Moving in U10. He calls everyone off, and he makes the grab head high for out number three. Well, a high towering fly ball off the bat of Chirillo is to no avail as he's retired. And just like that, three up, three down frame for the Sox as we move to the home half of the fifth in Salem. 2-1. The Hillcats lead it. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB. TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth in Salem, 2-1. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead it over the Salem Red Sox. Here at gorgeous Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Carter Hill, Giovanni Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. It goes 7-8-9 in the Sox order. Albert Feliz, Juan Montero, and Andy Lugo. Matt Wilkinson on for his fifth inning of work. He has been so sharp so far today. Lefty on right here as Wilkinson goes through the windup and the first pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball down and in. It's nothing and one.
Both pitching staffs, really just one arm for the Hillcats, dialed in on the strikeout totals.
0-1. Wines fires, check swing, did he go? A breaking ball inside again. He did. Theo Arndt, the field umpire, rings him up. It's nothing and two.
Carter, midway point of the ball game, bottom of the fifth. You know what that means. Snack time up here in the booth, my friend.
Oh, gosh. You got your sandwich ready to go? Oh, two. Swinging a chopper foul, third base side.
What was your – oh, you got a snack
oh,
going
oh
on
Oh, my
there.
Gosh. You know, Will Howe, who sits in the booth to my right, phenomenal job on the audio and video stream. You know, he said before the game, he said, you know, we were talking about weight and, you know, what you're eating in and out and working out. And he said, you know, respectfully, I see you enjoy some ballpark food. So, first the 0-2. We'll get to this in just a minute. Pitch to Felice is high and away, 1-2.
Clark's got that metabolism we all envy.
And so, well, I came up with the mac and cheese dog yesterday, which is a phenomenal choice down the first base line here in Salem. Well, today, 1-2. Rocks and fires, swing and a miss, breaking ball down and inside again. And Felice is down on strikes for the second time today. One down.
That's number 7 for Mr. Wilkinson for the Hellcats.
Brings up Juan Montero, the starting catcher. Yeah, so I tell Will, I said, you know, yeah, I enjoy my ballpark food. I go downstairs and I come back up today. And I'm joking with Will as I'm holding a hot dog, some nachos, and popcorn in my hand. First pitch, breaking ball swung on and chopped down the third baseline. Foul. Nothing to one on Montero. So I tell Will, I'm like, you know, you're telling me that I enjoy some ballpark food as I have popcorn, nachos, and a hot dog in my hand. Oh, there we are. MILB TV. Hello, everybody, to the people at home. 0-1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him. Nothing in two. Again, please subscribe, folks, to MILB TV. You're truly missing out on the experience. But we appreciate you listening wherever you may be tuning in.
By the way, this is a wonderful turkey, keto bread, and mustard sandwich.
0-2, the pitch. Swinging a pop-up foul down the right field line this time. It is 0-2. It remains on Montero.
I hope our professors at Virginia Tech do not see this. It's rule number one, you never eat on the air.
Hey, sometimes the stomach's growling. 0-2. Swinging a ground ball right side. It's through for a base hit.
Things you love to see.
Juan Montero, a puncher through the right side. Second base hit of the day for Salem. And the Sox have a base runner here in the fifth.
So you were saying about the ballpark food.
Oh, yeah. I brought up my popcorn, my hot dog that's still resting to my right. And then some nachos as well.
How is that mac and cheese dog? Because looks sensational. Highly encourage everybody to grab that.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Mandy Lugo now digs in from the right side. He struck out in the second. First pitch, swinging a tipper back to the screen. It's nothing in one. So it's a hot dog, and then you got mac and cheese, of course. But then what really makes it is the bacon bites that you throw on top of that bad boy. $10, a steal, if you will. 0-1. Montero off of first, the pitch, swing and a miss, nothing and two. A fastball right by him again, middle at 90 miles an hour.
From what I heard last night being Thirsty Thursday, Beer Mongers night, I heard the drink specials were sensational. It was something like $2 beers.
A drink. 0-2. Lions and fires, check swing, did he go? Yes, he did for strike three. So how about that? Wilkinson with now his 8th strikeout of the day. We have now seen, by my count, 19 combined strikeouts this evening, and there's 2 down.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's pretty crazy. Antonio Anderson now, switch hitter, digs in from the right side. First pitch. He rocks and fires. Wave and a miss. High and away it goes. Nothing in one.
Anderson, that base hit in the third. And feels like every time he gets a big hit, it's almost like he's going to start to have things come together a little bit. That was probably the best hit ball he's had all season.
No doubt about it. 0-1, the pitch. High and outside on the fastball. It's 1-1. Yeah, you know, he grounded out back in the first, at the single in the third. Former third-round pick of the Boston Red Sox. Nearly a Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. Out of Atlanta, Georgia. 1-1. Wines fires, swinging a chopper left side onto Hops' Pastrano. He throws to second, gets the sure out for out number 3. So just like that, We move to the 6th and Salem 2-1. The Hillcats lead it. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 6th at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-1, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox in Game 4 of this 6-game set. Carter Hill, Giovanni Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Red Sox. As it goes for the Hillcats, 4-5-6 in the Lynchburg order. Manuel Mejias, Robert Lopez, and Rafael Ramirez Jr., the shortstop for Lynchburg. Second inning of work for the right-hander O'Donnell. Eighth round pick in the 2023 Major League Baseball draft by the Boston Red Sox. And out of Ball State University. How about that? Former Ball State Cardinal. Here is Mejias, digs in from the left side. First pitch as O'Donnell rocks and fires. Swinging a line drive into right center. This one will fall in for a base hit. Just in front of you, 10. It's a leadoff single for Mejias. And just like that, for the second time today, the leadoff runner reaches for Lynchburg.
Yeah, ball game's moved at a pretty steady pace up to this point, much in part to the fact that that's just the second hit for the Hillcats. Red Sox with two as well. 2-1, lower scoring game. Insane strikeout totals up to this point, Carter. 11 for the Sox, 8 for the Hillcats.
First pitch. A breaking ball simmers inside for a strike on Robert Lopez. It's nothing and one. Also, this is interesting. Defensive replacement for Salem. Miguel Blase is now in center field. So, Justinson Garcia's day is done here in the 6th. 0-1 winds and fires. Swing and a high fly ball lifted into right. In foul ground, and this one will fall harmlessly foul. Counts 0-2.
Yeah, and that almost makes you worry a little bit, Carter.
For
because
sure.
Miguel Blase was, they usually don't mess around with the off days. And again, we're not speculating anything. We don't know anything, so don't get us wrong here. But they usually don't touch the off days. When you have an off day, you just don't play.
Yep.
So for Blase to be out there, your mind goes to the worst spot, unfortunately.
0-2. Kicks and deals. Swinging a tipper, and I mean barely got a piece of it down the third baseline as Lopez remains alive. So, Yasinson Garcia last was at the plate in the fourth. He struck out. He also doubled back in the first. Had the RBI double off the top of the wall. Made this a 1-0 game. 0-2. Kicks and deals. Runner bluffs. Swinging a chopper fair space side. It trickles foul.
Well, we'll see exactly what happens. I mean, obviously Garcia's out, but if maybe they only put Blase in there, I don't see why they would, at this point, put him in to play a defensive inning. He's probably going to swing the twig, but we'll see for sure, because Garcia would have been due up. It's Johan Fran Alcantara, and then it would have been Jostingson due up in the next inning. So
it does make you worry just a tad. 0-2, rocks and fire, swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Another strikeout for the Sox. What, that's number 12 on the day? Just like that one down.
Number three for the second arm of the day for the Sox.
Yep. Right-hander O'Donnell.
ERC had 9 of his own. O'Donnell now with a trifecta of strikeouts.
Rafael Ramirez Jr., first pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Down and in the dirt. Nothing and one.
Taking you through the totals, Carter, of ERC. Four innings pitch. Such a bizarre line in a way.
Yeah.
But when you collect it, it really does look strong. First, I'll let you get to pitch here.
0-1. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Once again, nothing and two.
I think when we do it all over again and we're going through ERC's line as next start, when you look at four innings pitched, one hit, two runs, both of them earned, four walks and nine strikeouts, you like that. Just felt like because of those walks and a hit-by-pitch being consecutive.
0-2. Swing and a ground ball to first. Feliz on a hop. Bobble steps on first. That's the only play he has. Nonetheless, it is out number two.
I think he had a chance at second. Now, he didn't want to force it, and I get that, but I think he had a chance at that.
Nonetheless, Mejias advances to second, so a runner in scoring position now for Lynchburg and Tommy Hawk, the right fielder.
And
if there's no bobble, that's probably a double play there.
True. And going back to the point about ERC, Carter, four walks, nine strikeouts, I think you take that ratio all day long. The unfortunate thing is those four walks were consecutive with a hit-by-pitch.
Hawk swings and misses at the first pitch. It's nothing and one.
So it brought in a pair of runs.
Yeah.
And made it a 2-1 ball game, and that's still where we sit. Those four walks just happen to be so effective and very crucial. But the line's not bad.
0-1. There's a strikeout or half on a fastball. Man, oh man, at 90 miles an hour. Just on the outer half of the plate. Then it's 0-2. Just in case, Jose Pastrano is on deck for Lynchburg. Mejias up a second. And here's the 0-2. High and inside it goes. 1-2. Just in case you're just joining us, top of the sixth in Salem. 2-1. The Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. Game four of this six-game set. 1-2 to Tommy Hawk. Curls and unfurls. Bends in the dirt, and what a stop by Juan Montero. Evens up the count at 2-2. So nowhere to go for Mejias. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner off a second. Deuces go wild here in Salem in the top of the sixth. Two hits on the day for Lynchburg, two for the Salem Sox. 2-2. The righty deals. Breaking ball that's in there for strike three. It bends in on the inner half of the plate, and just like that, for the third time today, Hawk is down on strikes for a strikeout of the day for the right-hander O'Donnell. And we move to the home half of the sixth in Salem. 2-1, the Hillcats lead it. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, 2-1. The Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. Carter Hill, Javon Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. 2-3-4. In the Sox order, Johanfran Garcia, Marvin Alcantara, and Miguel Blaise for his first AB of the day. First pitch to Garcia, rocks and fires, swinging a line drive left side. It will fall foul. And the count's 0-1. And boy, oh boy, Johanfran broke his bat on that one.
Yeah, I think he's getting a new tweak here.
Oh, thought he was going to snap it over his head there for a minute. Johan Brahma, two strikeouts on the day. So we'll sit and wait for just a minute as a new twig is collected.
It's definitely broken because I got one ear off, and as he tossed it onto that clay, it made that kind of like that buzzing sound.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
So he definitely broke it somewhere in there.
Matt Wilkinson kicks and deals the 0-1. Swing and a miss, nothing and two. Another fastball right by him. Just at 90 miles an hour, but man, oh man, he has got the timing down for these Salem Sox. 0-2 through the windup and the pitch. Swing and a tipper foul, first base side as it flies into the seats and bounces off the concession stand. The race is on, and finally it ends up in the hands of a young man wearing a SpongeBob shirt, it appears. Nonetheless, back to work. Here's the 0-2. Lefty deals. Swing and a puncher foul down the first baseline.
It doinked that poor lady in the head.
I know.
But she's okay. It hit her on the second hop.
Okay.
So it took a little bit of steam off it.
Yeah, I missed the first pass, so I'm glad you picked it up.
Yeah.
Johan Bron Garcia. Lefty on right. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout. Garcia, three Ks today, and there's one down.
Another strikeout. I mean, this is wild, Carter.
Strikeouts galore tonight here in Salem. Here's Marvin Alcantara, the shortstop.
So that's nine now for the Hillcat Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
For the first time this series, Yorman Gomez takes the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats as Matt Wilkinson's day is done after a phenomenal 5 2/3 innings pitched, in which, how about this? Let's read off his final line. Just two hits, a run, it was earned. And this is what stands out to me. One walk to nine strikeouts. Absolutely phenomenal.
I mean, sensational, Carter. You hit the nail right on the head. Only gave up a pair of hits. Just knockout pitching. Gave up, let's see, one walk, a hit by pitch. He was dominant. Purely dominant. The Red Sox did grab one run. Were able to do damage in the first inning. Came off the barrel, by the way, worth adding, of Jostinson Garcia. Run scoring double. That was in the first. Miguel Blaise now in his place, and just hoping Jostinson's okay in that clubhouse right now.
First AB of the day for Miguel Blaise. First pitch is taken for a strikeout or half. It's nothing and one. Yeah, Garcia left the game in the top half of the frame. Blaise in center, and the fifth best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Righty on right. The 0-1 winds and fires. Swing and a chopper left side. Pastrano onto hops. Will glove throw to first. And the scoop on the other end by Velasquez is there for out number three. To the seventh we go in Salem. 2-1. Hillcats on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh, you're in Salem, 2-1. The Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Carter Hill, Giovanni Heater alongside you here on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. Well, once again, O'Donnell, on first third inning of work for the right-hander for the Salem Red Sox, who relieved Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. So far today, O'Donnell two innings, a hit, no runs, and four strikeouts. He has yet to walk a soul as well. Just like that, it goes 8-9-1 in the Lynchburg order. Jose Pastrano, Luis Durango, and Christian Knapchak, the second baseman for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Here is Pastrano. He digs in from the left side. Righty on left to start the frame. First pitch winds and fires. Swing and a pop-up back towards us as it curls just to the left of our broadcast booth and falls foul. The scramble once again is on. And finally, the young man in the hoodie picks it up. Exquisite. Seen a couple of those today, Mr. Heater. Flying back our direction.
Indeed we have. I was ready. We have a net up here. In case of emergency situations, one's coming back here in a hurry.
How about that? And Pastrano appeared to have broken his bat on that one as well. So nonetheless, gets a new stick and right back to work.
This game, Carter, is in such an interesting spot.
Oh, one. Swing and a line drive to second. Oh, my goodness. Off the backhanded try of Lugo and into right for a base hit.
Yeah, that ball was screaming off the bat. Tattooed it. Triple digit. Exit velocity at 100 on the dot. Tough play for Lugo. Base hit, no doubt.
So just the third base hit of the day for Lynchburg. The fifth base hit overall today between these two squads, and the leadoff runners on for the third time today for the Hillcats.
Well, I was getting ready to say with the game in a spot like this, it actually feels.
First pitch to Durango, wave and a miss. And a breaking ball, it's nothing in one.
Kind of like the Sox, honestly, before that hit, but the Red Sox have the momentum. It actually feels like the Red Sox, despite the score, are in front in a way, but they're not. It's 2-1.
0-1. He winds and fires. Breaking ball once again that bends just a little bit low below the knees, and it evens up the count at 1-1.
And I think the reason for that is because, I mean, the hot start for the Red Sox, but again, when Lynchburg scored, they didn't score with hits.
No, they didn't.
It was walks and a hit by pitch.
Throw to first, and it's not in time. Sliding back in head first was Pastrano.
So they have yet to have that, you know, run scoring double or even two run scoring base hit or whatever. They don't have that. The Red Sox do have that with the RBI double from Garcia.
1-1. Swing a line drive to first on a hop is Feliz. He gloves, steps on first, but moving to second is Pastrano. So the out is recorded at first, but the lead runner advances, and essentially, Mr. Heater, that's like a bunt in this situation.
Yeah, second time that Big Al has kind of bobbled one over there at first. Able to adjust and make the play, but one of those where if it's fielded cleanly, could have had two,
sure.
Maybe.
Here's Christian Knapchak at the top for the Lynchburg Hillcats. First pitch, breaking ball that just misses, trimming the outer edge. It's 1-0.
That was close. I thought that was a good pitch.
Knapchak today, 0-2, two strikeouts and a walk. That has essentially been the storyline of this contest. 1-0, rocks and fires. Just missed inside that time at the knees, 2-0. Yeah, you mentioned it, Gio. So far today, we've got a run in the first. It was the RBI double off the bat of Yosinson Garcia. Two runs for Lynchburg in the third. There was not a hit recorded in that frame. 2-0, winds and fires. Breaking ball in the dirt. And just like that, it's 3-0.
The only RBI they have was a Robert Lopez walk with the bases loaded.
That has been what has essentially taken place today. Two runs for Lynchburg, one for the Red Sox. Three hits on the day for the Hillcats, two for the Salem Sox. 3-0 pitch, taken just high and inside in a four-pitch walk. So just like that, Knapchak walks for the second time today. And just like that, first and second, one down for who else but Ralphie Velasquez, the first baseman.
You got to hunker down here if you're O'Donnell. Despite that tough third inning for ERC, he was dialed for the Sox.
Yes.
Mean, folks, he had four walks, yeah, sure, but nine strikeouts. The unfortunate thing is, as we previously mentioned, those walks were consecutive, which kind of killed you. But nine strikeouts, only had given up the one hit. You really, really got to dial in pitching-wise here if you're the Red Sox. Give this offense a chance. Offense got to pick it up, too. This is one of those low-scoring pitcher duel
yes.
type of games with the starts that you had out of ERC. And then Matt Wilkinson was sensational for Lynchburg.
Quick meeting at the bump is dispersed. And here's Velasquez, who digs in from the left side. First pitch, wave and a miss. Breaking ball and a beauty. Nothing in one. Single for Ralphie Velasquez. Two strikeouts as well. One of 13 strikeouts on the day for the Salem Red Sox. Two of those, I should say. Nothing in one. The pitch. Swing a ground ball foul. First base side. Moves the count to 0-2.
Yeah, able to turn on that breaking ball. Too early on it. Got on top of it as well. Nothing in two.
Big to work ahead, though. If you're the right-hander, O'Donnell. 2-1 Sox trail. Pastrano off a second. Knapchek off a first. And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short on a hop as Anderson flips to second, and he throws it away. Pastrano scores. It trickles into right, moving to third, Knapchek, and just like that, it is 3-1 Lynchburg here in the seventh.
It's a play that could cost you the game, Carter. Should have been two. Should have been two.
So an E6 on Marvin Alcantara, and it's tough to get two on that play. It really is.
You needed at least one.
But all of a sudden, the Hillcats break the ice, a two-run advantage, and still runners at the corners with just one down. So here's Jason Chirillo from the left side. First pitch, swinging a tip right back towards us, and it falls foul. Oh, gosh, just missed drilling somebody downstairs, but a souvenir for a fan. I don't know how many of come close to us per game throughout the season, but today we're probably at five or six that have come this direction. First and third, one down. 0-1 to Chirillo. Rocks and fires. Swinging a ground ball. It's knocked down by O'Donnell. A run will score. The throw to first is in time, though, for out number two. Moving to second is Velasquez, but an RBI for Chirillo, and it's 4-1 Lynchburg here in the seventh. Well, you'll take the sure out.
Yeah.
But once O'Donnell knocked it down and bobbled, there was no shot to gun down the scoring Knapchek. Here's Manuel Mejias, starting catcher. Two down, runner off a second. The pitch, breaking ball that just misses sizzling inside for a strike. It's 1-0. Mejias today, strikeout, walk, and a single. And now ahead in the count, one ball, no strikes. Still just three hits on the day for Lynchburg, but a three-run advantage. 1-0, winds and fires. Breaking ball that just misses, low and away, 2-0. A single, ground out, walk, E6. And the RBI ground out has made this a 4-1 ball game here in the seventh. 2-0, the pitch. Outside it goes, low and away, 3-0. Just in case, Robert Lopez is on deck. He is tonight's designated hitter for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And now, taking off for third, how about this, is going to be Velasquez. And nobody was covering, so he'll reach it safely. Well, Anderson was way off the bag at third. No
yep.
shot. And Ralphie Velasquez is just doing it all in this series for the Lynchburg Hillcats. So now a runner 90 feet away. The 3-0. Kicks and deals. Misses high and inside and a four-pitch walk.
Well, the wheel's falling off a little bit here, Carter.
Now first and third, two down for Robert Lopez. By the way, some positive news here in the Roanoke Valley. There is a hockey game going on down the road at the Berglund Center. The Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs, as we're going to see a quick meeting at the mound. Let's see if we can get a scoreboard update here. Tyler Katz, your former broadcast partner who is next door in the booth, was texting us updates. So just to get this right, for those who are out there, the baseball equivalent of the Rail Yard Dogs is essentially an independent league team. Well, they won their league a season ago, and they're trying to defend their crown. Let's see if we can pull up the score here. Roanoke is up 5-0 on the Huntsville Havoc in the second period in the SPHL semifinals. How about that? Rail Yard Dogs just down the road at the Berglund Center in Roanoke, Virginia. There is some action in the Salem bullpen, but for now the meeting is dispersed, and here is Lopez, the designated hitter. First and third, two down. And the pitch. Swing and a pop-up foul right back to the screen. Nothing in one. Two strikeouts and a walk today for Robert Lopez. And again, that totally defines how today's game has really gone here in Salem. Now at 250 on the year. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike of the knees. Nothing in two. Went with the breaking ball that time. And he gets him on the inner edge quickly. 0-2. 4-1 Sox trail, top of the seventh in Salem. Velasquez off a third, Mejias off a first. O'Donnell trying to slam the door. And the righty deals, runner off from first. It's a swing and a chopper foul, and just barely staying alive is Lopez.
Yeah, just got a little piece of that one, stuck his bat out in front of the breaking ball. It was in the zone, had to swing at it.
And you got to be careful here, too, with Velasquez off a third. Don't want to spike one in the dirt, allowing a run to score for Lynchburg. 0-2. He rocks and fires. Swinging a ground ball to short. Alcantara on two hops, takes two steps to his left, throws to first, and it is in time for out number three. But two runs cross for Lynchburg as it's stretch time here in Salem. 4-1, Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox as we step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB-TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 4-1, the Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox here on MILB.com and MILB-TV. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Friday evening. It will go 5-6-7 in the Sox order, trying to cut into this three-run deficit. Two runs crossed for the Lynchburg Hillcats in the top of the frame. Really an E6 and a few walks as well. We were talking about it during the break, Gio. Just two hits on the day for the Salem Red Sox, three for Lynchburg, and even though we've only seen one hit in the two combined innings in which Lynchburg has scored, it's just been kind of the wheels have fallen off. First pitch to Nellie Taylor's a strikeout or half. It's nothing in one. So it just kind of feels like the game has dictated a pace where it's like, okay, you're going to give us this, we'll take advantage, and Lynchburg's done that.
Yeah, the Red Sox are really giving it to him.
0-1, breaking ball on the outer half for a strike just below the letters. It's nothing to on Nellie Taylor.
Really unraveled with that error where they were trying to have a chance at a double play, and it was flipped over the head, the covering defender.
0-2, spikes in the dirt, just like that, 1-2.
Play at second, ends up in the outfield just being careless with the baseball. And I get it was a tough play, but just unfortunate the ball gets all the way into the outfield and it allows more damage to be done. 2-1, you liked it, but
sure.
Down three runs here in the kind of game it's been, it feels like 10.
1-2. Just misses low and inside. Dancing out of the way was Nelly Taylor, former 11th round pick in 2023 by the Boston Red Sox. Taylor today a strikeout, and he popped up in foul ground. Just two hits on the day for Salem. 2-2, Gomez deals. Check swung at, and it's night foul down the third base line. Taylor stays alive.
Carter, are you familiar with Big Game Boomer?
Yes, of course.
He just put out a 10 greatest baseball movies of all time list.
Really?
I'm curious your thoughts.
2-2. Check swung at. Did he go as it bounces away? And they may want to appeal this one. He went, and oh my goodness, now the throw down to first is going to be well in time. And if Nelly Taylor took off, he's probably beating that out.
Instead, heading back. Been that kind of a night for the Sox.
Theo Arntar, field umpire, rings him up. And one down for Nathaniel Utsin, the right fielder.
That is the 10th strikeout as a staff for Lynchburg.
Utsin 0 for 2 on the day. First pitch, swing and a pop-up foul. Third base side, it falls foul.
So this list, Carter, Sandlot number 1. I feel like that can be agreed on
it, it's
in a
up
way.
There. Yep, it's
definitely
up there.
Moneyball 2.
Oh. That's
so
the best.
Those two are like interchangeable.
Moneyball is 100% the best.
Here's where my gripes begin, though, with
okay.
This list.
0-1, rocks and fires. It's a strikeout or half the knee. It's nothing in 2.
Rookie of the year is not number 3.
No, it's not.
Not
I disagree.
Even, not even close.
I disagree. Yeah.
And here's – he's got what would be tied for my number 1.
0-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. It's through for a base hit. One out single off the bat of Utsin, third base hit of the day for Salem, and the Sox have a base runner with one down.
I think the best three baseball movies are, in some form or fashion, tied, The Sandlot, Moneyball, and Major League.
I think, okay, my number one, by and far, is Moneyball.
Great
I think
movie.
The Sandlot is number 2.
Okay.
I would go Field of Dreams number 3.
Okay, well then I agree. I think Field of Dreams is definitely up there. He's got Major League 8, Field of Dreams 9.
Albert Feliz, first pitch, breaking ball that caught the outer half of the plate for a strike, and Big Al does not agree, as it may have missed according to Trackman, but go ahead, count 0-1.
I mean, Major League 8, Field of Dreams 9, they got to be higher.
I agree. 0-1, rocks and fires, swing and a miss, nothing in 2.
He's got Angels in the outfield 4. Now, I haven't seen that in a minute.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
I'm sure it's good. I haven't seen it since I was a kid. But 4? No
he had,
way.
He had Rookie of the Year 3?
Yeah, that's outlandish.
Okay. 0-2. Misses low and outside. 1-2 on the breaking ball. Yeah, you know, it's Rookie of the Year's not bad. I mean, that's the one with, like, Henry Rowan Gardner. Is
yeah.
That the kid's name? Pitches for the Cubs at 14.
My other gripe is Little Big League is not on here.
Okay.
And if you're going with that whole kid hero game.
1-2. Swing and a chopper, third base side. It will falter foul.
If you're going with that little, you know, kid hero game, I think that Little Big League is better than Rookie of the Year.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. 1-2 to Big Al. He takes it low and away once again in the dirt. Count evens up at 2-2.
Underrated baseball flick. What's that one? It's the animated one with the kid, and he's got Babe Ruth's bat or ball, one or the other. It's
Are
about
you talking
the Yankees.
About the Sandlot? 2-2.
No.
Outside it goes. Count runs full.
No,
well,
it's not,
the Sandlot
yeah.
Also fits
no,
that description.
It's not.
It's not animated.
The bat's name, it's Babe Ruth's bat, and he's trying to get the bat or the ball, one or the other, back to Babe Ruth, and Lefty something, like the pitcher for the Red Sox or White Sox or something, is trying to like chase him down the whole movie. The kid's name is like Yankee or something.
You may have to. I don't know what you're talking about.
Everyone's hero.
Everyone's hero. Okay. 3-2, runner off from first, swinging a chopper foul, and Feliz stays alive. Yeah, shout out to Connor, who is shadowing us here in the booth today, junior at Salem High School locally, for giving us that little nugget.
You've never seen Everyone's Hero, Carter?
I have not, no.
It's a good flick.
Okay. We'll have to give it a watch at some point this summer. Maybe before the next education, or I guess camp day at that point, when we have a sleepover here in the booth, we'll watch it. Not that that's actually going to happen, but just a fun idea. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him. And Big Al is down on strikes for the third time today. There's two down.
Here's the synopsis. A boy comes to a turning point in his life when he faces a critical decision. Should he take a chance and possibly become a hero, or should he play it safe? Though the odds are stacked against him, he begins a cross-country adventure to return Babe Ruth's baseball bat before the deciding game of the 1932 World Series.
Juan Montero, first pitch. He waves and misses. Nothing in one. Juan Montero, he singled back in the fifth. A puncher through the right side was hit by a pitch in the second. So he's reached both times today as he calls time and readjusts his yellow batting gloves and digs back in. Yeah, we'll give it a watch at some point this summer.
The bat's name is Darling.
Okay.
It's Babe Ruth's. I don't know if it's if that part of the story is true or not, but apparently Babe's bat was named Darling.
You 10 off of first. Throw back to first, and ooh, the tag was taken into the mitt of Uten as the throw to first pulled Velasquez off the bag, and a reaching grab saves an E1 on the righty Gomez.
My point is that movie should be on the list as well.
We'll give it a watch. A one. It misses high and inside on a fastball, 1-1.
I've not seen The Rookie. What is that?
Rookie of the Year?
No, The Rookie.
Oh, I forget. I've seen that one, but it's been so long.
He's got 42-6. 42 is a great play.
42 is really good, too. That one's definitely in there. 1-1. Breaking ball there. It's in there for a strike in her half at the knees, 1-2.
For the love of the game is 7. Now, that's what I was showing you yesterday where Kevin Costner, Vin Scully calls his perfect game.
Yep. 4-1. Sox trail. Home half of the 7. 1-2 to Montero. Runner off from first. He swings and misses for strike 3. Throw to second for good measure. Doesn't matter. And Montero is down on strikes. As there is yet another strikeout for the Salem Red Sox. Well, with that, we move to the 8th here in Salem. 4-1. The Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox. And we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 8th here in Salem, 4-1. The Lynchburg Hillcats on top of the Salem Red Sox here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. And taking you the rest of the way home on the play-by-play duties on this gorgeous Fireworks Friday. Here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Top of the 8th on tap for you here in Salem. 4-1, Lynchburg on top on a game that feels like it is just sort of getting away from the Red Sox a little bit here. Sox trying to hunker down both offensively and defensively. We'll see if the third arm of the night can do just that. Jojo Ingracia towing the rubber for the Red Sox. He comes in for trainer O'Donnell. He's the first out of the pen for the starter tonight. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, ERC with a gorgeous line. As Rafael Ramirez Jr. digs in, 6-7-8, due up for the Hillcats. First pitch taken way high and in. Fastball brushes him off the plate. And the count 1-0. Showing off his limbo skills there, Carter.
Yeah, welcome to the ball game. And Rafael Ramirez Jr. just dancing out of the way. Fastball high and tight.
JoJo, the lefty, deals 1-0. Fastball cranked and missed. 1-1.
JoJo Ingracias, somebody we've seen quite a bit here this season to start the year. Here for the Salem Red Sox.
The 21-year-old lefty out of El Cajon, California. 14th round pick in the 2023 MLB player draft. 6-1 lefty with a nod. He kicks and deals. 1-1. Fastball. This is hit on the ground over to second. Gloved out a hop by Lugo. Tossed to first in time for out number one.
Nice start for Ingracia out of Cal State Fullerton. Man, oh, man, we talk about powerhouses in baseball. Well, that is a school out west that has made quite a few maybe unexpected appearances to Omaha. That is a powerful program.
Indeed. Brings up Tommy Hawk. This is a guy that's familiar with Omaha. Lefty on lefty, the first pitch. And a fastball sizzles in there. 93 on the gun right over the heart of the plate, and it's nothing and one. Hawk has seen a slight dip in his batting average tonight. He's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Ingracia kicks and deals, 0-1. Breaking ball turns him off the plate, 1-1. Two looking strikeouts and a swinging strikeout in the fourth for Tommy Hawk. Red Sox pitching staff has been dominant in that department. 1-1 offering. Fastball hit back up the middle, gloved by Ingracia. He runs underhands to first for out number two.
Nice start for JoJo Ingracia. And, Gio, that's kind of how the game has gone. I mean, we've hit on it multiple times. But the fact that it's 4-1 and we've seen three hits for each team, I mean, it's been a pitcher's duel here in Salem, more so than really any game so far this season. And again, the walks have come into play at certain times, but man, oh man, it just kind of feels like whenever a team can get some momentum, it kind of stalls here so far today.
First pitch to Jose Pastrano, and it's taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Red Sox pitching staff tonight, 13 strikeouts. They've walked six batters, but the walks could not have come at worse times. You spread those six walks out throughout the game, it's probably tied 1-0. Breaking ball rips back through the zone, curls back in, 1-1.
Well, we were talking about it. The two innings that Lynchburg has scored, we've only seen one combined hit between those two innings. Two runs put up in both of those frames.
1-1 delivery. Fastball. Oh, he flung his bat to the left side, just to the left of the Salem Sox dugout. It's 1-2, and a loud 1-2 at that, as they're going to have to reapply some rosin.
Yeah, put some pine tar on that bad boy.
Saw that happen last weekend in Atlanta. It was just a day for Virginia Tech baseball that could not have been going worse, for lack of a better term. A great team, by the way, ranked in the top 25. They're 23rd this week. They were 16th last week.
Check the score on that game.
Oh, it's close. It's a good one. The Hokies came back. It's tied 6-6, end of the fifth. 1-2 the count, and here's the pitch. Fastball, this is hit into the air, hard hit, left side, giving it a chase is Taylor, and it's up over his head off the bottom of the wall. Rounding first is Pastrano, he's into second with a stand-up two-out double for the Hillcats here in the top of the eighth.
He gave that ball a ride out to left. Nothing you can do there if you're Nellie Taylor.
And it went down to the knees, hit it 94 off the bat. And as I was saying, same type of thing. The Hokies were having a bad night. They lost 19-0. They walked 19 batters. Just a bizarre fluke of a game.
Yeah.
They're putting in the bench, and they throw out there Eddie Izer. And the first pitch he sees, fastball, he swings it at high. And I've never seen somebody throw a bat so far. Very much
Where
so like that, but even worse.
Okay.
It ended up off the top of the netting down the third base side.
So we saw, last summer I was doing a game, and you went to the park that we were playing in last summer. It's
Wilson.
An older park that was built in 1938.
Historic.
So it, yeah, so it has the old, you know, obstructed view columns you see at Wrigley Field or Fenway Park.
Here's Luis Durango, by the way. First pitch on the way, and a fastball misses down and away. 1-0, a lot of aways.
And this, yes. And this guy swung and missed, I forget who it was, so hard that there was a pole that was beyond the third base dugout, probably about even with just beyond the edge of the infield dirt in the beginning of the outfield grass.
1-1. This is belted into the air left side. Taylor running after it, and he makes a diving catch. Nellie Taylor Jr., take a bow. A flash of the leather, and it brings the inning to a close. Red Sox still trailing by three as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Final six out for the Red Sox. Can they make something happen? Carter,
let's hear the end of that thought.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So there's a swing and a miss. There is a pole that is probably about 5 feet behind the edge of the infield dirt, beginning of the outfield grass, and there's no netting down there. The bat goes flying, and it hit the metal pole so hard that the entire stadium started shaking.
What?
The pole started shaking. The roof started shaking above it, above us, as it hits the pole, and the bat unfortunately splits right in two. So that's $50 down for the Wilson Tigers.
You sound like our team historian, Jim Fuller.
Where's Jim on a night like this?
Where's Jim? No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base for the Hillcats. Bottom of the eighth after this. Sox baseball all season long. It's MILB TV. And MILB.com. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the eighth here in Salem, 4-1. Hillcats on top. Here's Andy Lugo, bottom of the order for the Sox. First pitch, he takes a fastball high, 1-0. Giovanni Eder joined alongside Carter Hill with you here in Salem. Josh Harlow, new arm on the hill for the Hillcats. Just the third arm tonight in what's been a pitcher's duel both ways. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes for a 267 hitting Lugo. Harlow, 19th round pick out of Mercer down in Georgia. He nods his head. The righty kicks and deals. 2-0. Fastball. This is driven up the middle down for a base hit. Leadoff single for Andy Lugo, just what the doctor ordered here for the Sox in the bottom of the eighth. And the Red Sox have a runner on first with nobody out, turning things back to the top of the order.
Just the second time today that the leadoff hitter has reached for the Salem Red Sox. The other one, well, it was Antonio Anderson who now steps in. That was a single with him hitting from the right side. Now he'll turn around and bat from the left, the switch hitter out of Atlanta.
See if the Sox can get things going here in the bottom of the eighth. Four hits apiece for each team. 4-1, Lynchburg leads it. First pitch to the lefty, and he looks at a fastball on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Antonio Anderson, switch hitter for the Red Sox with a righty arm on the hill. He's batting from the left side. Righty on lefty. No balls at a strike. Harlow kicks and deals the pitch. Swing and a rope down the left side, and it's through for a base hit. Stopping at second is Andy Lugo, and there's runners on first and second. Back-to-back knocks for the Red Sox. Off to a great start here in the home half of the eighth, Carl.
First time today, back-to-back base runners have reached today for the Salem Red Sox. And it comes at a great time. They're trailing by three in the eighth, and Lugo and Anderson, both with hard hit balls, could score them into the outfield, and now all of a sudden you got the middle of the order for Garcia, Alcantara, and Miguel Blaze. So good opportunity here for Salem, for sure.
A tying run at the dish with Johan Fran Garcia up to the plate. Leads the team in home runs with two this season, tied with his brother Jostingson, who exited this ball game. First pitch to Garcia. Misses inside, deflects off the mitt of Mejias. Everybody stays put, and it's 1-0. I'm Fran Garcia, 342 hitter. Carter, he's 0-for-3 tonight. Three strikeouts. Strikeout totals have been high for both teams.
Yeah, that all goes away here if you come through.
Oh, yeah. 12 strikeouts dealt by the Hillcats, 13 dealt by the Red Sox. 1-0 to Garcia. He swings, pops it up, hit it in on the hands. It's left side, foul territory. Pastrano ranging under it. He adjusts, steps to his left, and he makes the catch for out number one.
I mean, that is just in front of the Salem dugout.
About two steps to the left of it.
And there's out number one. That's frustrating for Johan Fran Garcia because you're just, I mean, you're hoping. You're trying to push that ball out of play and give yourself another turn on the last one down.
You know, typically it gets windy here in the valley.
Not
I mean,
much today.
On a windier night, this is the calmest night of the season thus far. That one probably escapes. Here's Marvin Alcantara, first pitch. He swings and misses on a breaking ball downstairs. Nothing and one. Well, the struggle some night continues for Johan Fran. Very, very rare 0-for night for him. He's dropping to 0-for-4 now. Three strikeouts and a pop out. Alcantara, on the other hand, he walked and came around to score. He's 0-for-2. The 0-1. Breaking ball, skips in the dirt, 1-1. First and second occupied for the Sox. One gone, bottom of the eighth. Salem down to their final five outs.
If you can get this ball to, or this inning to Miguel Blaise, too, you know, he struggled, but this would be a big opportunity here for him to get going. And a big-time hit here in a big-time situation could do just that.
1-1. Swing and a chop ball left side. It's gloved by Ramirez. Tossed to second there. Relay to first is not picked. And it deflects into the infield. So coming in with a foot first slide to score for the Red Sox is Andy Lugo. And this game is within two.
Well, that's a little bit of a messy play right there. Rafael Ramirez, I mean, that's probably a, that should have been a double play ball. Velasquez did everything he could. He's been a magnet down at first today. And it just skirts off his glove. And luckily, it deflects far enough away where Andy Lugo can come in and score, and hey, makes this a two-run game.
I think Alcantara would have been safe regardless, so I think a fielder's choice there, and then an E3 for Lugo to score, I would say. Here's Miguel Blaise, the pitch. He swings, pops it foul, back behind home plate, towards the concession stands. Nothing in one.
I think that's exactly how they're going to, well, let's see how they probably give the error to, who threw that ball there? Was it? It was the second baseman Knapchek, correct?
Yeah, but it hits off the mitt of Velasquez. Yeah, they might give it a throwing error. You let me know. Nothing to one the count. Runner on first. Pick off to first. And a head first slide for Alcantara is in there safely. So Lugo scores for the Sox. It's now 4-2. Salem with five hits. Lynchburg with four hits. Hillcats leading, though, by two runs. With two gone in the home half of the eighth. Righty on righty, the 0-1. Swing at a hard hit ball up the middle. Backhanded by Knapchek. Throw on the run to first. And this one is picked by Velasquez for the final out. Red Sox do grab one in the bottom of the eighth. They bring it within two. Within striking distance, we're going to the top of the ninth. 4-2, Lynchburg leads it. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here in Salem, 4-2. Lynchburg on top of Salem. Four hits for the Hillcats, five hits for the Red Sox. Jojo Ingracia toeing the rubber for the Red Sox here for the second inning in a row. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Red Sox defense looking to show back up one more time and give this offense a chance heading to the bottom of the ninth. Final three outs offensively for the Red Sox, but first got to show up defensively, Carter.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to hold off Lynchburg here. The Hillcats are going to want to add some insurance, and if you can keep this a two-run game, it gives you an opportunity, but man, oh man, you cannot surrender another run after getting one back in the home half of the eighth.
Top of the order, Christian Knapchek is in the first pitch, and the lefty looks at a breaking ball downstairs, 1-0. Ingracia, left-handed pitcher out of Cal State Fullerton. up against the former Louisville Cardinal, Christian Knapchek, lefty on lefty. Gracia deals 1-0. Breaking ball rips back into the zone, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Knapchek so far today, he's walked twice, came around to score, also struck out twice. Does not have a hit. 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball curved on and missed in the count 1-2.
Nice job by Ingracia to go ahead and get ahead in the AB. I think here too with where we're at in the order, top of the order for Lynchburg. This is obviously where things get so dangerous with Knapchek and Velasquez and Chirrillo.
Strongest part of the order,
yeah.
I'd say.
First out would be absolutely crucial here.
Ingracia nods his head, winds and fires. 1-2. Breaking ball misses inside. 2-2.
Yeah, good pitch there. Just kind of trying to bite it back inside. Nonetheless, just misses.
Two balls, two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. The pitch. Fastball rings him up looking. Strike three on the outside corner from JoJo Ingracia. He picks up his first K. 14th as a staff tonight for the Red Sox. And there's the first out here in the top of the ninth.
Great pitch there by the left-hander Ingracia, just kind of freezing Knapchek on that one. Now here's the man himself, Rafi Velasquez.
Velasquez been busy. Great pick to end the bottom of the eighth. First pitch is a sizzling fastball. Called the strike, same spot as strike three, just an at-bat ago, and it's nothing and one.
Yeah, this man's done it all today. At the plate, defensively, on the base pass too, kind of swipe third when nobody's paying attention.
0-1, fastball hit back, nothing and two. Well, ahead of the count here, JoJo Ingracia. He's doing it with that fast stuff. Velasquez has struck out twice, both times swinging. Aboard with an error, stole a base with a base hit as well. Two homers in this series, none today, though, without an extra base hit this evening. Been a pitcher's duel. And time is called by home plate umpire, a pitch clock violation. Liano Ricks says Ingracia took too long, and it's 1-2.
Second one today, I believe. Second one.
First one against Ingracia. I think you're okay with that in a way here. Ahead 0-2. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fastball way outside. Good block by Juan Montero. Base is empty. One gone. 4-2 the lead. Lynchburg has it. Here in the top of the ninth inning on a gorgeous night for ball in Salem. Was a little bit worried earlier today with the rain in Blacksburg. About 40 minutes down the road. The tarp was on earlier today. Here's the 2-2. Fastball down and away, 3-2. And now the count worked full, and all of a sudden that pitch clock violation is so much more relevant.
Yeah, absolutely, with the count now full. Yeah, no, there are some sprinkles throughout the day, but turned into a gorgeous night for baseball. We've been very lucky so far this week.
Payoff pitch on the way. Breaking ball hit into the air, popped up foul, left side, and it escapes into the spectators. 3-2 will do it one more time for Ralphie Velasquez. First round pick of the Cleveland Guardians organization, pick number 23 overall in the 2023 player draft, has been shaping up to be all they were looking for and then some. Right out of high school, too. Payoff pitch again. Skips up in the dirt. Didn't have a chance. Ball four. A one-out walk on a full count. There's a runner on first with one gone. Setting the table for Jason Chirrillo with a 4-2 lead. Lynchburg looking for insurance here in the top of the ninth. They have four hits. Salem has five. Been a low-hitting, low-scoring pitcher's affair here today. Carter, despite being out-hit and having one more error than the Red Sox, Lynchburg is leading the game by two runs. Riddle me that. Here's the first pitch. Fastball high, 1-0.
Well, you know, it goes back to the walks in big-time situations. I mean, we go back to the third. Lynchburg scored two runs without a base hit in the inning and with four walks in the inning as well and a hit by pitch.
1-0 offering. Fastball misses inside at the hip. 2-0.
That has a little bit subsided as the game has progressed. We haven't seen as much of that from the Salem Sox. Obviously, just did a minute ago. Walking Velasquez, but for the most part, that has settled down. And you take that away, Salem's pitched a fairly nice ball game, particularly ERC.
2-0. Fastball cut and a miss, 2-1.
And Chirillo, too, is somebody who has not reached today, actually.
Surprisingly so.
Had the fielder's choice back in the first, but technically that does not count against reaching.
Two RBI groundouts, though, much in thanks to the walks. The 2-1 misses inside with a sizzling fastball at 91, and it's 3-1.
And again, obviously got to keep this game at two runs. Cannot let the Red, or the Hillcats, I should say, gain any extra steam as you head to the home half of the night.
Got to give the offense a chance here. Three balls and a strike to pitch. Fastball called a strike. At the letters, full count, 3-2.
And Trio didn't like that one, but that was in there. That was in there pretty nicely.
I got to show you, what dashboard are you looking at for your... Okay, my strike zone looks different. You have every pitch of the game.
I can reset it. There's a reset.
Oh, okay.
Button. I just haven't used it as much while I've been on color.
Mine just shows the current pitch, which is nice. Runner on first, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him to go around on a breaking ball below the knees. Way to climb back in the count for his second strikeout. JoJo and Grassi looking to give this offense a chance. That's two gone in the top of the ninth.
Big time pitch there by big time pitcher. Just like that, two down. And Manuel Mejias is somebody who's going to try and extend this inning. Starting catcher for the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Runner on first, two gone, 4-2, Hillcats on top. Here's the first pitch to Mejias, and it misses at the ankles, 1-0. So if you go on your track.
We're going a little tutorial.
If you go to dashboard.
Yep. Oh, whoops.
Let me know when you got it back up.
I'll pull it back up. I've lost it.
Manuel Mejias so far today, he does have a hit. He's also walked twice and struck out. 1-0 delivery. Fastball high and away. Two balls and no strikes.
I've located it.
Go to your dashboard.
Uh-huh.
And then you hit change data.
Yep.
And then pick strike zone as one of the options. 2-0 the count. Two gone. Runner on first. Here's the pitch.
Oh.
Fastball called a strike. On the inside corner. 2-1.
Gio, I found it.
Yeah.
It's at the bottom.
Click it.
Uh-huh.
And then... you can take out whatever you don't want. Like, I only go with release speed, exit angle, distance, max height, and strike zone. That's all I need.
I'm fine with all that. Well, yeah, I guess I can.
Foul ball, right side, 2-2.
I can tidy this up a little bit, but I like the exit velo. I like the release speed.
Oh, you need that stuff. Like, the spin rate, you could use it. I go without it.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
You don't ever
I don't
need to
know,
work it in.
I don't need the induced vertical break.
What about the vertical release?
Do it that what you will. The 2-2. Fastball swing and a miss. Ingracia gives up one walk. He deals three strikeouts to sit him down in four in the top of the ninth. A chance for this offense in the bottom of the ninth. Red Sox looking to win their second in a row. They're going to need some work here in the home half of nine. Down 4-2. We go to the bottom of the ninth after this in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our first Bark in the Park Nights are Saturday, April 20th, Thursday, May 2nd, Wednesday, May 22nd, and Tuesday, June 4th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park! On select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Let's run it in the bottom of the ninth here in Salem. 4-2. Hillcats on top. The Red Sox with a chance in the home half of the ninth. 4-2. Lynchburg on top. Red Sox with five hits to the Hillcats. 4. Two errors for the Hillcats. Just one for the Salem Sox. And despite all of that, the walks have cost the Red Sox today. Nellie Taylor Jr. in the 5 spot, Nathaniel Uten in the 6 hole, and the 7 hole hitting first baseman Albert Feliz. All on tap for you here in the bottom of the ninth. Look going to bring this game to possible extras or even walk it off. Down two runs, work cut out for him here, Mr. Hill.
Yeah, for sure. But again, if you can get a base runner here, you're going to bring the tying run to the plate. And that just gives you an opportunity. You know, Nellie Taylor is somebody who, you know, has not reached today, but is a capable bat. And then Yatzen has been kind of the anchor in this series for the Salem Red Sox. So you like your chances there. And then Big Al can always get a hold of one in the seven hole. So, you know, you like the Red Sox chances if they can get a base runner. And you saw that eighth inning, they were able to piece together a couple of hits back and forth. Need that to continue here in the ninth.
Josh Harlow on the hill for the Hillcats in his second inning of work, looking to close the door. Hillcats looking to bounce back. They would take a 3-1 lead in the series. The Red Sox, on the contrary, trying to win for the second night in a row after a 5-4 victory last night. Nellie Taylor Jr.'s in, righty on lefty. First pitch at the bottom of the ninth. And he looks at a breaking ball for a strike. Over the heart of the plate, nothing at one.
Great pitch to start the frame for the right-hander.
Nellie Taylor Jr. at 175 feels as though he could be due. The 0-1 pitch. He looks at a breaking ball that rips into the zone once again. Quickly down 0-2. He's 0-for-3 tonight. He's struck out twice. Popped out to the third baseman in the fourth. A deep breath for Nellie Taylor Jr. Former Florida State commit, the 21-year-old. JUCO product, the 0-2. Fastball outside, 1-2.
Yeah, and if you're Harlow, too, to work ahead, 0-2, they're now 1-2. That's exactly what you need. You cannot afford any free passes here in the ninth. So nice job to get ahead, and Nellie Taylor now has to respond.
Multi-hit games on Tuesday and Wednesday last week. Here's the 1-2 to Taylor. Swing at a foul tip keeps him alive at 1-2. Just got a piece of that, Carter.
Just got a piece. Knifing it foul. But you need a good AB here. Nellie Taylor needs to do everything he can to spoil pitch after pitch and give him an opportunity to reach base here in the ninth.
You love Yuten on deck if you're the Red Sox. He's been the hottest bat. Here's the 1-2. Fastball rifled right side, foul. Staying alive, 1-2.
Again, battling off pitch after pitch. That's what you need here, excuse me, if you're Nellie Taylor. Two strikeouts and the foul out today. You mentioned it. It just kind of feels like he's doing this situation. Let's see what he can do here.
Taylor was off last night. Here's the 1-2. Fastball misses high, and it's 2-2. Off last night in a 5-4 win for the Sox. On Wednesday, had a walk, went 0-for-3, 7-2. Lynchburg won it. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out the pitch. And he looks at a breaking ball below the knees, climbs his way all the way back with two foul offs. And the count runs full.
And how big would a walk be in this situation?
You take it. You take it for sure. Taylor went 0-for-4 in the series debut. He lifts the 3-2 into the air, shallow right field. Chasing underneath it is the second baseman, and Napchek makes the pinch for out number one.
Yeah, Nellie Taylor, nice AB, but just underneath that one, and Napchak able to reel it in, ranging to his right, shallow right. Keeps the time run in the on-deck circle, which is obviously so crucial for the Lynchburg Hillcats.
He did have to go down for that one, a breaking ball that was in the bottom part of the zone. No choice but to swing at it and golfed underneath it. Here's Nathaniel Yuten, a hit in his last at-bat. Here's the first pitch. And he looks at a breaking ball for a strike. Outer half, nothing one. Ground out, fly out, and a base knock tonight. There's five hits for the Red Sox to Lynchburg's four. 4-2, bottom of the ninth, one gone. Lynchburg leads it by a pair of runs. 0-1 to Yuten. Fastball high and in. Runs out of the zone, 1-1.
Just kind of feels like the Sox, again, you need that run, that one base runner. Get the crowd back into things. Get things fired up. Feel some momentum going your way.
1-1 pitch. Breaking ball below the knees, 2-1. Yuten delivered in a big spot yesterday. Not shy to the dramatics. He had a three-run scoring double. That was in the third a day ago in a 5-4 Red Sox win. The 2-1. Breaking ball hammered into the air, left field, foul territory, and it runs its way into the seats. 2-2.
And that's a big-time pitch by Harlow. You know, you're down 2-1 in the count. Don't want it to run to 3-1, and You pound the zone. You're then able to spoil it away. Man, oh, man, do you need a base hit here?
Albert Feliz on deck for the Red Sox. He's 0 for 3 with a trifecta of strikeouts. Two balls, two strikes, one gone, the pitch. Foul tip back to the backstop. Got a piece of a breaking ball at the knees. Keeps him alive with a 310 hitter with one home run this year. It was on the road in Delmarva in a big spot last week. Showing up in late game situations. Boy, do they need him here. Down two runs. 2-2 pitch on the way. Misses inside, brushes him off the plate on a fastball, 3-2.
Second consecutive hitter where the count has run full here in the ninth. Putting some pressure on Josh Harlow. Big pitch coming here.
Harlow looks to shut the door. He kicks and deals. Payoff pitch. Swing at a line drive foul, left side. Pay attention out there. 3-2, it'll stay. Bottom of the ninth. Nobody on, one gone. Sox trail by two. Three balls, two strikes. Harlow winds and fires the payoff pitch. Swing and a line drive foul again. This time to the pull side of U10. Turned on a breaking ball. Still alive at 3-2.
Really good at bat by Nathaniel U10. Spoiling off pitch after pitch. Back to back good ABs in this frame for the Salem Red Sox. Just need a runner to reach.
A nod of the head. The righty deals. Payoff pitch. Misses high and in. Ball four. And the Red Sox with a one-out base runner here in the bottom of the ninth.
More importantly, tying run comes to the plate. And, of course, it's Big Al who always has the potential to leave the yard.
Always.
Remember, we've only seen one home run this season here for the Salem Red Sox. And, of course, it was Albert Feliz. A rifle, no doubt, bombed down the left field line in that series finale. In the loss to the Carolina Mudcats.
Can Big Al give one a ride? Scratching out three strikeouts tonight. First pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good take, 1-0. Albert Feliz. Played all year last year here in Salem. A longtime Red Sox that such a familiar, friendly face in that clubhouse to many. The 22-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic and a mound visit for the Hillcats to calm the tides.
Yeah, here comes Tony Arnold, the pitching coach. Trying to settle down the right-hander Harlow. And again, if Feliz were to reach, regardless whether or not he bounces into a double play, if he does not, you'll see Juan Montero get an opportunity. And it just kind of feels like if you can piece together a couple hits, a couple base runners, you go back to the top of the order for Anderson and Johan Fran Garcia, you're going to feel like at that point you're in pretty good shape.
Fireworks to follow tonight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And we'll do it all over again tomorrow, 6.05 p.m. first pitch, 5.40 pregame on MILB TV and MILB.com. And then one more time on Sunday, 3 o'clock first pitch, 2.40 pregame here on the airwaves. 4-2 the score, Lynchburg with a two-run advantage with one gone and a runner on first for the Sox here in the bottom of the ninth. Big Al is in. One ball, no strikes to count. Harlow delivers, 1-0. Fastball sizzles high and in, misses the zone, 2-0. Discipline here by Big Al, who has struck out, swinging, might I add, all three times to the dish tonight. Righty on righty, Harlow kicks and deals, 2-0. Swing and a fly ball, deep left field. Durango has a read, and he adjusts to make the catch just in front of the warning track for out number two. There was pop off the bat, a cavernous park, just not enough for Big Al.
He gave that ball a ride. Durango just on the edge of the track, able to reel it in. But just a tad underneath that one, you get a little bit more barrel, and we got a tie game here in Salem.
Here's Juan Montero with a chance. Does have a base hit and a hit-by-pitch today. Runner on first, Sox down to their final out. Tying run at the dish. The first pitch, and he looks at a breaking ball down and away, 1-0. You got to think, though, that for lack of a better term, Harlow, when that ball was hit, was shivering his timbers a little bit. One ball, no strikes, two gone, and the 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball got him, 1-1.
No, I'm sure he had to hold his breath there for a minute when the ball left the bat. No doubt about that one.
He said, oh boy. Hauled in on the, just in front of the warning track and left by Durango. 1-1. Here's the pitch to Montero. Fastball runs high, 2-1.
All of a sudden, if Montero reaches, tying runs on base and Andy Lugo, well, all of a sudden is the winning run at the plate.
He's got a hit today. Two balls and a strike. Runner on first, the pitch. Swing and a line drive left field over the head of the shortstop, Ramirez. Rounding second is Uten. He heads to third. Throw to third, not in time. Foot first slide, he's in there. There's runners on the corners. And just like that, Juan Montero delivers. Tying run on first for Andy Lugo.
When things get interesting, the plot thickens here in Salem.
The plot thickens. Andy Lugo with a base hit in his last at-bat. That was in the eighth. Would be tough to score a man from first.
Yes.
Montero, in all likelihood, not going to run, although crazier things have happened. But with two outs, there's almost no way. He did steal a base yesterday.
Well, and again, if Cavernous Ballpark, if the ball gets to the wall here, he's got a shot. Andy Lugo has not homered this season. Two last season. Interesting to note.
290 hitter. First pitch. Fastball runs high, 1-0. High dramatics here in Salem. Sox down to their final out, trailing it 4-2. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, they got runners on first and third. Uten on third. Montero on first. Andy Lugo at the dish in the nine hole. Harlow delivers, 1-0. He turns away from a breaking ball inside, 2-0.
Yeah, Andy Lugo again. And to correct myself, he missed all of last season with that quad strain. 2022, he hit the two bombs with the DSL Red Sox. So he's got the ability to leave the yard. But now if you're Salem, as there's a quick meeting on the mound, you just need a base hit here, extend the inning. At least make this a one-run game, maybe tie it, and then give the top of the order an opportunity.
Winning run at the dish, tying run on first, and a runner on third for the Red Sox here. 4-2, Hillcats on top. With two gone in the bottom of the ninth, the Sox down to their final out. They won it 5-4 last night. Trying to make it two consecutive. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle. Uten comes in to score. Montero pumps the brakes at second. Throw in is cut off. And we're within one. Andy Lugo delivers with a run-scoring single. With two gone in the bottom of the ninth, the tying run on second.
Back-to-back base hits. Montero and Lugo, one-run game. And you mentioned it, tying run on second. The winning run is at first. And Antonio Anderson, who has had his best game of the season so far with two singles, he's gonna have an opportunity to maybe tie this game and, hey, maybe send us home happy as well.
He is one of two Red Sox tonight with multiple hits. Just him and Juan Montero each have a pair of hits. The Red Sox have seven as a team. Runners on first and second, two gone, trailing by one at the bottom of the ninth. First pitch to the lefty. And he looks at a breaking ball below the knees, 1-0. The 18-year-old out of Atlanta, Georgia, drafted in the third round of the 2023 MLB player draft. An opportunity to really open some eyes here. Righty on lefty to the switch hitter. 1-0 on the way. He takes a fastball at the top of the zone called a strike, 1-1.
Biggest AB of the season for Antonio Anderson.
He's got Johanfran Garcia on deck if he can keep this thing alive. Ball at a strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He fooled him with a breaking ball way down and in off the plate. And the Sox down to their final strike. 1-2 the count. Two gone. Bottom of the ninth. 4-3 the score. Tying run on second. Another runner on first for the Red Sox. Harlow with a long look in. Brings it to the belt. He kicks and deals, 1-2, swing and a pop-up. Just to the left side of the infield, underneath it, the catcher, Mejia, and he makes the catch for out number three. Well, the Red Sox gave it a run, and kept things interesting through the bottom of the ninth, but 4-3, the final score. The Lynchburg Hillcats victorious tonight. They take a 3-1 series lead. We'll do it again tomorrow on Saturday night here in Salem, and one more time on Sunday. Carter, Red Sox led in almost every statistical category besides the runs. They had three more hits.
Yeah.
They had one less error, couldn't get it done, and those walks really, really, really came to bite you. In particular, they came to bite you early on in that third inning.
They did, yeah. Not a single hit in the third inning for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and they scraped two across and didn't surrender the lead after that. What a victory for the Hillcats. Salem, in a weird way, probably feels like it let one get away today. Seven hits to Lynchburg's four, but nonetheless, the Hillcats are victorious, and they have now at least split the series here in Salem as they've won three of the first four.
A bummer tonight here in Salem. Let's do it again tomorrow and find the win column. 4-3, the final score. Lynchburg takes it. They take a 3-1 lead in the series. 6.05 p.m., first pitch tomorrow night. Come and join us for the Red Sox pregame report starting at 5.40 p.m. sharp. For everybody that makes the magic happen in the room to our right, for all our camera operators and everybody over in that room, for our video production coordinator, Stephen Langdon, my broadcast partner, Carter Hill, I'm Giovanni Heater, signing off and saying goodnight from Salem. 4-3, the Hillcats on top.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.